If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy!
4, 5, 6.
B.I.G.
In our efforts to maintain the largest or number one audience for our advertisers, who depend on us to tell their messages to the largest possible number of persons, we make every effort to please most of the people most of the time. We will always make every effort to bring you the best radio it is possible for us to produce.
But you suck.
This message goes out to ugly people and fat people. Don't reproduce.
So the bigger the cushion, the better the pushing, right, Charlie?
Well, I'm telling you, hey, you know, a lean dog just for shout raising, a fat dog just for show. The more healthy girls are showing up all right, but them skinny girls, I don't know.
That's spectacular, Charlie. I didn't know what you said, but I liked it.
Hi, this is Sonny Bono with Tom.
In any event, we've got a super show lined up for you. Do we not, Adrian?
Yes, we do.
Yes, we do. So stick around, and I'm guessing quite a few of you will not be disappointed.
And now.
All right, let's get this party started.
Our feature presentation.
Morning, everybody. It's Kevin and Bean Show. It is 5:31, and it is Wednesday the 6th of Poon.
Hello, Poon.
It's a wonderful month. It's a beautiful time of the year, isn't it?
Yes,
absolutely.
It is.
Absolutely. I can actually see the sun starting to come up on the way to work now.
I can
see it. I noticed that this morning.
I can see it up way better than you because I come in much later.
That's true.
It's practically noon by the time Kevin hits the road.
It's really light, though, and it usually seems like every time that happens, they do a time change.
Yeah, I know.
But we already did that, and it's not going to happen again for a long time.
They're not going to take it away from us.
No, they're not.
It's weird. It makes me feel like I'm late.
Yeah, well, me too, and
yeah,
that's because I'm late.
You are late.
Usually, yeah.
It is going to be weird. As weird as it was to have the time change so early this year because Congress changed the rules last year for this year.
Oh, that's why it was.
It's even going to be weirder this fall when we're used to it happening at the end of October and it happens in the middle of November. That's going to be weird,
too. Well,
they
changed it both ways.
Both directions.
Why did they change it? To give...
Well, they think it's to save fuel. I mean, that's the reason they do it. But so far, the results have been inconclusive as to whether that works or not, because now that it's later, it's light later, more people are going out and doing stuff.
How do they think it's going to save fuel? I don't understand that.
I don't know. This is one of those issues where you can find an expert on any side that
right.
you want, and they none of them agree. So they went for it, and I guess they'll evaluate it at some point and decide whether it's working or not.
We're going to do the time change earlier and later, and that's going to help us save fuel. And then everybody else goes, I don't understand, but okay.
They'll never evaluate it. They'll just leave it now.
They say they're going to. And then then the other people say, well, but people, if it's dark, people stay home and use way more electricity. And then other people say it's the opposite. So I don't think, let's face it, they're just people. They do the best they can, but they don't know everything. You know what I mean? They're winging it.
Well, here's what I like. Is without any kind of proof, they just go, well, let's give it a shot.
Yeah.
let's try.
I think their proof was they took a look at what consumption was after time changes in years past. And they said, ooh, we think this is better, so let's extend it and see if it works.
I got you.
But there are people who disagree. But anyway, it is it is nice to see just a tiny hint of sun, though. That's for sure.
Yeah.
Yes, it is.
The further north you live, like I do, of course, you get tremendous benefits in the summer. You pay for it in the winter when the sun comes up at 7:30. But I mean,
right.
like for me right now, it's already light out at 4:30 in the morning, and it's already light out.
Wow,
it's 5:30.
Then light till. No, I'm saying at 4:30, it's already light out. Yeah,
wow.
And then at night, it's light till well after 9 o'clock now, and then it'll head toward it'll be light after 10 o'clock in the middle of the summer. So that's cool.
But you're sure saving a lot of energy and gas.
I don't know about
somehow.
That.
Somehow.
Anyway, hey, I invited DeJuan to join us for Dodger Night Saturday night. I don't know
yes.
if he can make it or not. But
oh, fantastic.
Yeah. We've got to start thinking about that. We need to get Mr. Double December to come out. I mean, let's make it a party,
We need him for the seventh inning stretch. We need him to say.
In and out. In and out. That one a hamburger. That one a hamburger. That one a hamburger. All about.
Or we could have him sing.
Bad boys, bad boys. What you gonna do? What you gonna do when they come for you?
Oh, he's magic.
Either one, they're excellent.
He's magic.
Or we could have him sing.
Hey, Kevin and Bean, it's the one from Los Angeles, California. Soul Train, Soul Train.
Got a little off there.
We need to invite Nick.
Nope.
Got to come to the game. Come on.
I'm going with no.
Remember last year when we had Nick and Kevin and I sat down and had a very serious man-to-man talk with him about his overly enthusiastic approach with the ladies? Remember the tips we gave him? Well, remember how effective it was?
There was a girl there that he was really sweet for. So he sat there and he was just bugging the hell out of her.
Yep.
So
he wouldn't let her move. He wouldn't let her get a foot away from – I mean, he was on her.
So we called him up to where we were sitting, which is a couple of rows higher. And we said, Nick, let us explain something to you. If you come on too strong, you scare people off.
Right.
So in this particular case with this girl, and he was looking at us and saying, yeah, I know what you mean. Okay, I totally get it. So in this case with this girl, you know, you maybe give her a break. Maybe sit up here with us for, you know, 10, 15 minutes and then go back down and talk to her. But don't just stay right on her. And he says,
you look desperate, we said. You know, let her get up and go get something to eat or go talk to her friends or whatever it is. And you're cool. That shows a confidence. That shows a guy who, you know, who is in the relationship and he knows he can hold his end. He doesn't need it to be all you.
And he said, absolutely, I understand. He went right back down and sat by her and started bugging her again.
That's our little Nick.
She's turning around. She's looking up at us. She's mouthing, help me. Help
I'm
me.
Sure. You try.
And if I recall correctly, he came back up and we said, Nick, why did you go back down and sit by her? Yeah. We're telling you, give her a break. Talk to anyone else here. Okay, I understand. Right back down to her. Not much
help. A man wants what a man wants.
I guess, but a man's not going to get what he wants if he keeps that up.
No, he's not.
He's got to give somebody a little breathing room. I mean, and this is a girl that didn't like him already. I mean, she liked him as a friend, but that's it?
Yeah, as soon as a guy gloms on like that, oh, it's the worst.
Yeah.
Smothering.
Well, you can smell desperation a mile away.
Absolutely.
And that smacks of desperation, so...
Now, what's Producer Lightning talking about now there is a way to buy some tickets? Is
it really?
Intersection? Not intersection. I didn't fully understand because it's Lightning, and you know how he writes.
I don't know. When he wrote the email, I tried to decipher it, and I sent it up to the scientists on the second floor, but they couldn't
get your best man on it?
Yeah, but they couldn't tell what it meant either, so we'll try and figure that out.
All right.
We do have Dodger Day on Sunday.
Saturday
night. Yesterday we did talk about the first pitch, and Bean's going to throw out the first pitch, which I'm very excited about.
I am too. I can't wait.
That should be good. Lightning just stepped into the room. Lightning, hi.
Yes, what would you like to know?
Buying tickets.
1067 reserve section. Not in the Kevin and Bean all-you-can-eat section, but we wanted to make some tickets available for purchase because we just don't have enough to give to everyone.
There are tickets available for purchase for every game, Lightning. Tickets are already available for purchase. The question was if they can get them in our section. And you're saying no.
No, they cannot. We have 2,200 seats.
So we're doing what then?
We are allowing them to come down and see the celebrity game. We're allowing them to come partake of the entire day. They can't sit in our section, but they get to see the game for $10.67.
But the other tens of...
No, but the price, Bean. The price is $10.
Is that what is different is the price?
Yeah, $10.67 is significantly lower, as I understand. I don't know what the normal price. Mike, do you know?
Season ticket holder, I don't know.
Okay.
I'm sure it's more than that.
Well, I hope. It'd be funny if it was less than that.
We have
it.
Wouldn't it?
Yeah, it's eight bucks if you want to buy.
For non-like outfield pavilion seats, that's pretty cheap.
Yeah.
I know that.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely, yeah.
And they can buy those where?
Oh, okay. Dave said they're normally $17.
Okay.
Okay, they go to krock.com, and on the Kevin and Bean page, you click on the Ticketmaster link. It gives you the little promo code, which is Russell. Put it in, and the 1067 tickets pop right up. I tried it this morning.
Fantastic.
Well, that's a good
deal.
Is
that for Nipsey Russell?
Okay,
yes,
for that.
Mike. It's for Nipsey Russell.
Thanks for that speed bump.
No one knows who Nipsey Russell
hell.
Is.
Yeah. What the hell? Why would he? He's been intolerable.
Yeah. He has no filter at all anymore.
Well, he used to try at least. At least try to be funny. Now he says things because he knows they'll annoy us.
He's turned into Screech.
My God.
Oh, let's not get crazy.
Pretty damn close, I'm telling you right now.
It is all about annoying for Mike.
Yeah.
Right?
No,
that's your whole life. Your whole life is about annoying.
And it used to be about annoying everyone else. Now it's about annoying us.
Yeah, he has turned his laser focus on you.
And we're going to make sure that laser focus goes someplace else, or the package is going to go someplace else. That's the bottom line.
Ooh.
All right, let's talk about today's Kevin and Bean show, shall we?
We don't know what that means. Go ahead.
The Mike, package? Mike will be someplace else.
Oh. package.
Kevin and Bean Dodger Day, we were just talking about it Saturday night, and we're going to give you a chance to win those tickets just after 6.
Okay.
About a half hour from now. We'll give you a chance to win those. We also have Paris Jail Watch 2007 continues.
Oh, thank God.
Her second day in jail. How's she doing? Who's she talking to? What's she eating?
I hear she's crying and barely eating is what I hear.
I hope that's true.
I heard her psychiatrist was called.
That would make me very happy if that was true. She was just sobbing in jail. You know she feels like it's unfair, right? You know that.
Of course.
I hope her psychiatrist shows up and brings her an overdose. Brings her a prescription that's way too strong.
We also have an older comedian named Billy Connolly, who you may not have heard of yet. Some of you are hardcore fans, but some of you have not heard of him yet.
He had a TV series on a while back, but I saw him doing stand-up not too long ago. He's very funny. He's kind of insane, to tell you the truth.
And he's got a new movie out called Fido. I think it's a week from Friday, and it looks awesome.
And insane.
It's where people have zombies as pets. It just looks great. So we're going to talk to him about that today. We have hot chicks who can't get laid.
Oh, come on.
On today's Kevin and Bean Show. Well, we've talked about this for a long time. There's super hot chicks who claim, and like Victoria's Secret's models, people like that, that say, no one ever comes up to
me. Men are intimidated?
Yeah.
Well, I suppose that's true.
So,
they need to speak up then. They need to be a little bit more proactive if that's the problem.
Possibly, yes.
So we're going to talk to them today. And we also have tickets for tonight's Game 5, Stanley Cup playoffs, the Ducks against the Ottawa Senators. And the series is at 3-1, which means the Ducks could win the Stanley Cup tonight.
Wow.
How much fried chicken can you eat?
So we're going to give you a chance to earn those tickets on this morning's Kevin and Bean Show as well with what would you do for those tickets. So you don't necessarily have to have any money or be able to be lucky. You can actually earn it.
Okay.
By the decision that you make on what you're willing to do. So that's coming up this morning as well. We're going to take a quick break and come back with Ralph Showbiz Beat next.
Hey, Kevin and Bean, what's up? This is Duane from Los Angeles, California. You guys need some flavor in your ears. You too, Lisa May, and also Drew Barrymore. She needs flavor in her ear. Yeah. Here comes the brand new flavor in your ear. Talk about flavor in your ear.
Okay, thank you, Duane.
I feel better. Now I have flavor in my ear.
How do you have flavor in your ear?
I don't know, but I think she needs a towel.
I wonder.
Second Mike won't even do it anymore. He'll tell you about how to kill a duck, but he won't do anything that's funny anymore.
I'm telling you.
It's only annoying stuff now.
We're at the point where we need to jump him and just beat the crap out of him.
Give him a little, blanket party.
Little blanket party. Yeah. Absolutely.
That's what we need. Sometimes Gene can be fickle. And
why don't you be quiet? How about if you
stop talking? You know what it is, Ralph? He has turned into one of those comedians like the late Andy Kaufman, who now all he wants to do is just irritate and annoy the audience. He no longer is interested in making them laugh. Right. It just has to be, just has to be confrontational. That's the only art he cares about now.
He's Michael Richards, just screaming the N-word on stage.
Is. That's who he is.
Exactly. Yeah.
It's a shame.
Hey, it's 5:50 on the Kevin and Bean Show. I don't know if we mentioned. But we are can continue to give away tickets to go see Incubus September 7th at the Verizon Wireless Amphitheater, and you're eligible for stop number one of K-Rock World Tour 2007 and all of that and what it entails. So your chance to qualify for the big grand prize drawing coming up right now. Ralph's got the showbiz beat. What's going on, Ralph?
Paris Hilton's behind bars.
What? Oh, come on. Come on. You must stop.
I want to, but there's nothing else.
No.
I'm serious. I go to these different news sites to pull stories, for the showbiz, and I go to a couple different ones, and I'm telling you, it's just first four pages.
Of everything.
Paris is not eating, and she's depressed.
Oh, no.
Her psychiatrist, Dr. Charles Sophie, was called, and he visited her behind bars yesterday. It's been 2 days, right?
Yeah.
How much of a spiral could she have gone into in 2 days?
Well, I think we mentioned before, her lifestyle compared to jail is way worse than most of our lifestyles compared to jail.
I guess.
She has so much freedom.
Come on,
and
it's not a hunger strike. It's a day and a half without eating.
I know. I hear you.
Well, I don't think they called the doctor in for that. I think it's because they think they're worried about her mental state. But I'm just saying, for 2 days, she just had to be behind bars. What's she going to do in week two?
Yeah. I think she'll get over it. Let's move on.
Yeah, hope so. Anyway, you're happy to know that Paris has already agreed to give her first post-prison interview.
Oh, excellent.
To Barbara Walters.
Oh,
so we have that
God.
Hype to look forward to once she gets out.
So I'm not a big Barbara Walters fan. She doesn't really ask the question. She's a softballer.
She makes Larry King look like Morley Safer.
Yeah. Yeah, she does.
It's insane.
Yeah.
Great story, though. Coming out of TMZ.com, our favorite entertainment news website. Richard Simmons, apparently the fitness guru, you know,
yes,
Richard Simmons, was apparently driving past where Paris was turning herself in on Sunday night.
He just happened to be driving past?
I guess he was just passing by on his way to someplace else.
Okay.
And there was a big snafu there with all the press and everything hanging out, and he pulled over and said, "What's going on?" And somebody said, "Oh, Paris Hilton is turning herself in. She's surrendering." So instead of taking a detour around them, he got out of his car and had a impromptu prayer service for Paris to pray for her as she was going into Twin Towers.
Yes.
With
He's
who?
A sensitive man.
With whoever was standing around, I guess.
Oh, my God.
Are you kidding?
No, I don't kid you.
What was he praying for?
I don't know. It doesn't say that in the story.
I mean, she's not going to get out. You're praying for strength.
Maybe that she would have a garage sale and he could get some of her clothes. I don't know.
Wow.
Yeah, isn't that weird?
Oh, now I hear some ugliness in your voice.
You want to know what Paris's last meal in freedom was before she went away?
Not really.
That's a new news story.
Nope. It is?
New?
Yeah, apparently she had an egg salad sandwich at the MTV Movie Awards.
Well, that's fascinating.
So now you know.
Okay.
Well, you all have a wonderful morning, and I hope your listeners will get a sweat into the oldies three. Remember to take care of your health. It's the only thing you have.
Thanks, Dick.
Thanks, Dick.
Bye, Pete. Bye, Linda.
Have you seen the photographs of Lindsay Lohan and Vanessa Minnillo?
No.
Where Lindsay Lohan's got a knife to Vanessa Minnillo's throat?
Oh, it's hot.
What?
What is that about?
How could you have missed these photos? They broke yesterday all over the internet. It is photos of Lindsay from last summer at a party, hammered, with Vanessa Minnillo, and she's sort of like leaning in as if she's going to kiss her, but she's got a long serrated knife to Vanessa's throat. And there's another photo where Vanessa's got a knife to Lindsay's chest, and Lindsay's got the other knife stuck in her mouth and all. It's all very sort of sadomasochistic erotica.
What the hell?
I don't know. She's nuttier than ever. We should have seen this coming a year ago.
Yeah, no kidding.
And, yeah, apparently she's not too happy that they're all over the internet.
Oh, well.
In fact,
you know when people are taking pictures of you, take the knife down.
The story is now that she's found God while in Promises Rehab.
Okay.
She was allowed out for a rare few hours last week, and she went to St. Aidan's Episcopal Church, according to insiders.
Where she met her dealer?
Yeah, right. I'm just going to have some of this holy water. yeah, so maybe she's found God and we'll stop trying to stab Vanessa Minnillo.
We'll see if she found God when she gets out for her birthday party.
Yeah.
See what happens there.
She's probably trying to date God or bang God or something.
Oh,
you know, Lindsay.
How dare you?
Well, I'm just saying.
Today is the last day Bob Barker tapes his final episode of Host of The Price is Right.
Oh, I'm so going to miss.
I was driving by Television City there in Hollywood, CBS,
yep,
of Fairfax, and just, about 9 million people sleeping in sleeping bags and sitting in lawn chairs trying to get into the Price.
From all over the country, I'm sure.
This is the last time we'll see that, because I don't think anyone will care once Mario Lopez is hosting or whoever they're going to put in there next. But, yeah. Other TV news. All right, here you go, Dave. Now shut up. CBS apparently in talks with the producers of Jericho to bring the series back for at least 7 more episodes.
The nuts worked.
Yay!
What?
Apparently the nuts worked.
What?
They're talking about bringing them back as a mid-season return next year for at least 7 episodes.
Huh.
What?
Jericho coming back. Apparently the nuts worked.
That's funny.
That's all Dave's been saying all morning. Nuts. Nuts.
Nuts. We spent a lot of time talking about that promotion that the fans mounted to try to get the show back in the air and explaining to them how it couldn't work and it wouldn't work and stop wasting everybody's time because it can't work.
Yeah.
Lisa Mann.
Yes.
Hey, Gene Simmons decided to show up.
Oh, I heard you talking about me this morning. Speaking of nuts working, my nuts work very well as goggles. Would you like to try them on?
Oh, Gene. That was unexpected.
Why are you bad?
I thought you were going with mounted.
The nut goggles, by the way.
Okay.
Nut goggles is good.
Yeah. Speaking of television, bad news for the big three TV networks. Nielsen ratings say that they are the lowest. Last week was the lowest ever recorded.
Wow.
For the big three networks.
Could it be because they haven't put anything on?
It could be.
There's nothing on.
Yeah, apparently you'd have to go back to the days of black and white television sets before you could find a smaller number.
Wow.
But, yeah, only 4.8 million people were watching primetime television last week.
Nuts.
That's why they need Jericho, man.
It is low.
Speaking of ratings, the Stanley Cup Finals, Saturday night's game.
Yeah.
Anaheim versus Ottawa.
Yeah.
Give me good news.
Lowest rating ever for a primetime broadcast in NBC's history.
Oh.
It was rated a 1.1.
That hurts me so bad.
So when we complain about NBC not putting the earlier games in the finals on,
maybe
that's why.
You know why.
Maybe Deal or No Deal is better.
Lowest rating ever for a primetime performance of any program in NBC's storied history.
That hurts a lot.
It's only like 50 years, though, right?
That's true.
Yeah.
Dude. What do you need? What do people need? I mean, it's live, it has consequences, it has excitement, athleticism. Bright lights, shiny people. What do people need?
Sharp skates.
Yeah.
Men carrying big sticks.
Oh. It cuts right to my core. That hurts bad.
Yeah. So.
Bastards.
More fights. That's what it needs. More fights.
Does need.
But you
hockey
know, needs more fights.
Maybe some cheerleaders.
That's a good idea. Besides what Lisa says, which is absolutely true, which is they're not exactly putting on their best fare this time of year. Let's face it, we're all the same. I mean, how many times have you spent time on the internet instead? There's more to see there than there is on television. I mean, that's got to be what's hurting television more than anything.
The daytime's for the internet, Bean. Nighttime's for television.
Right, that's the way it should be.
That's the way it should be, yeah.
Nuts.
And in the world of feature films, first it was The Transformers. Then they announced He-Man, Masters of the Universe.
Right.
Getting the big screen adaptation. Now Warner Brothers has announced Thundercats.
Never heard of that.
Popular 80s animated TV series headed to the big screen. Dave was very excited about this, too, by the way. King of Mexico. Oh, he loves him some Thundercats.
What do they do?
Oh, Lion-O and Ligra and Panthro and Chitara. He was mentioning all the Thundercats.
They're cats that call down
They're sort
thunder?
Of half cat, half humans.
Yeah?
Yeah.
And what are their powers?
They can walk really good on fences.
can they jump out of a building and always land on their feet?
That
can
doesn't sound very
eat
cool.
A lot of fish.
Seven lives?
They can
fall
drink milk out of a saucer. You know, those kind of things.
They can fall from any height and they'll land on their feet.
Exactly.
Well, why didn't I just say that, Kevin? Where were you?
Said that, actually.
They can fall from any height and land on their feet.
Oh, dear God.
So there's a lot of kids out there happy Thundercats are coming to a big screen near them.
They can fall from any height and land on their feet.
It's like, I'm like, ask engineering if they can put in some sort of device to control board there where Kevin can actually hear what I'm saying.
Okay. I've tuned you out a long, long time ago.
It's only Nuts. Wednesday. It's only Wednesday, and it's only 6 o'clock in the
That's
morning.
Correct. Wow. This is a long week. This is a week that feels like a month right here.
Happy celebrity birthday to Robert Englund, who plays and played Freddy Krueger in all those Nightmare on Elm Street movies. He's 58 years old today. Monkey from Korn's 37 today. Uncle Cracker celebrates his 33rd birthday. And Paul Giamatti. Is there a better actor working today than
He's
Paul
great.
Giamatti?
I don't know.
He's right up
He's
there.
Good.
He sure is. How good was he in Cinderella Man?
Yeah.
He's great in everything.
Manager. Except for that Lady in the Water movie.
No, yeah, but was that his fault?
No, it wasn't his fault. We'll give him a bye on that one. He's 40 years old today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
1-800-520-1067 is the number. If you are true blue and want to join us this Saturday, it's Kevin and B night at Dodger Stadium. Dodgers, a very tough loss last night, Psycho Mike. I felt for you, man. One of those games, it just hurts, yeah.
It hurt. It was nice to have Jason Schmidt back, and they played well up until about the middle of the eighth, and then the Padres pushed it through.
It's a horse race right now in that National League West. Every game counts, and the Dodgers have the Toronto Blue Jays coming to town. There's a big celebrity game with lots of stars, including the mayor, including Adrian Pazdar from Heroes, including our own Psycho Mike out there playing a celebrity softball game. You can see it all if you call right now, 1-800-520-1067. You can sit in the right field section with us, the all-you-can-eat food section, and they're even making beer available for sale out there, which they usually don't have in that section. So we're getting ready to play a new game, and we had to ask Omar to come in for this one.
Yeah, call now if you want to be involved. But Omar did a theme for this game, and we have a question for him. First, we're
is it the best theme ever? Yes.
That's okay, not the question answer. Omar.
First, we're going to play it, and then we'll discuss it. This is the intro for the game that we're about to play.
Take me out to the ball game. If you don't win, you are lame. For
okay, right
it's
there.
One. Movie that you have to guess right, and then you'll go to the game.
best ever.
Omar.
Okay, here's the question. What
yes,
are you doing?
Yes, I already answered the question. It's the best intro ever.
What are you doing?
Only the best work ever.
Are you back on
you
the smack?
You guys are lucky to have me.
Are you back on the smack?
His pupils look dilated.
Yes.
All right, I have a question also.
Yeah.
What are you doing?
I'm back on the smack, man.
What are you but doing?
I got problems,
too. How could you listen to that and go, yes, that's what I want?
Drugs.
Drugs. It was
but,
good.
Oh,
yeah.
It was psychedelic at the time.
Yeah. Was there any point between when the thought came into your mind and then you actually put it down on tape?
No.
That, I don't know. There was any kind of a red flag that showed up that said, ooh, you know what? Now that I look at it, it sucks.
No way.
Was it a big green flag that said, go, go,
totally.
Go.
Yeah. Especially the play ball. I love that.
Oh, I want to hear it again.
No, you don't.
I really do.
Oh, for God's sake.
Take me out to the ball game. If you don't win, you are lame. For it's one movie that you have to guess right, and then you'll go to the game.
Play ball! Oh,
certainly true to the melody, I'll tell you that.
You know it.
And the words all rhyme. That's good.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Please step out.
What are you doing?
I'm back on the smack.
Daddy, why does Omar have a towel on his head?
I don't know.
It's another good question.
Not sure, but...
All right, here's the way the game is played. Not that you couldn't tell from the intro, but we're going to be playing clips from famous movies, all big, big hit movies that happen to revolve around the game of baseball. All you have to do when you hear the clip is identify the movie. And because we're filling up the whole right field pavilion, if you are correct, you don't even go to a drawing. We actually give you a 4-pack of passes to join us this Saturday night at Kevin and Bean Night at the Dodgers. So why don't we start with Martin and San Gabriel. Martin, I apologize in advance that you had to hear Omar's theme song this morning.
Are you there?
He's there somewhere.
Hello?
Martin,
yeah,
hi.
There.
Okay.
I'm wasting my time talking to Martin, I guess.
I don't have a good feeling about Martin.
I don't either.
It wasn't Martin's fault.
I think
Martin,
it was.
Do you understand the game? Martin, do you speak English?
Okay,
okay,
thanks
okay,
for
we're
calling.
Moving on.
We appreciate it. We got to move on.
Boy, Kevin was dead on with Martin, wasn't
yeah,
he?
I
Lisa,
guess so.
Way
Sorry,
wrong.
I'm bad.
Eric and Whittier, good morning.
Morning.
There we go. All right. You ready to...
Eric, do you understand the game?
Somewhat.
All right, we're going to play a clip from a movie. You just have to tell us what the title is. It happens to be a movie about baseball. Here you go.
Jesus, I like him very much. But he no help with curveball.
You trying to say Jesus Christ can't hit a curveball?
All right, what movie was that?
There you go.
Oh, man, I could barely hear that.
No, that's not right.
I know that. Can I get another shot?
Mm-mm. No.
Then I'm not to say negative. But I know that.
All right, that was Major League.
Aww.
Great movie.
Major
yeah.
League.
That may have aired on cable more than any other movie, except for maybe Back to School. Major League is always on, anytime, day or night.
Roland and Linwood, good morning.
Good morning, guys.
All right, you ready for your movie clip?
Yes, I am.
Here you go. It's a movie about baseball. Name that movie.
Gabby Boone, help this guy find his seat. Hobbs, you're up.
What's the matter with you now? What do you want?
Sit down and shut up, you mouthy prima.
What do you want from me? Apology? Forget it. Sit down and shut up,
French.
What
is that
training? Get it over with.
Hey, Fisher, let me have a header up here.
Come on, Hobbs. You're up.
All right, what movie is that?
Yeah, big hint in there with the character's name.
Oh, God. And come on, can't you guys make this easier?
Dude, I got to tell you. I'm sorry, we can't, and I don't think I would have gotten either of those two.
Well, I don't think when you said Hobbs.
Yeah, and they're obviously talking like old-timey, too. That's The Natural we were looking for. Robert Redford's great baseball movie, The Natural, was the answer there. But thanks for playing the game. Let's move along. Let's go to Raul in Palmdale. Raul, you willing to drive all the way down to Chavez Ravine if you win these tickets for Saturday night?
I do it once a week for my girlfriend.
Oh,
fantastic.
Great.
All right, listen up. Good luck to you.
What about Jax? The Swede's pitching him right now. He'll come around. Because the truth is, Joe ain't in. I ain't in.
All right, what movie was that?
You know what? I couldn't even hear it. And I know you guys aren't going to play it again, so mm-hmm. I'm going to have to take a guess.
Okay, baseball movie.
Between 61 and the Babe, I'll say 61.
I'm sorry. Shoeless Jackson was the hint in that clip. We were looking for Eight Men Out was the name of that great Charlie Sheen movie.
Thank you for the call. All
nice
right.
Nice try. Can I turn these up at all? Make sure everybody can hear them?
I can't turn them up anymore. I can't. Renee in Montclair, good morning.
Hey, how you doing, Kevin and Bean? What's up, Lisa?
Hi, Renee.
We know they're low, but if you listen closely, you can hear them well enough. We have tested that. We know it is kind of weak, but here's your clue. Tell us what movie this is.
Well, are you cut? Just look on the list.
Can you read, honey?
No. What's your name?
Shirley Baker.
Shirley Baker. This is you. You're with us. You're Rockford Peach.
All right. What movie was that?
Bang. It is hard to hear. I'm driving on the freeway to, I'll say, Bull Durham.
Mm.
Yeah, a lot of women baseball players in Bull Durham, I'll tell you that.
Yeah, it was a movie about women baseball players, a league of their own.
Oh, I know that.
Yeah. All right, thank you, Renee.
We are packing the hell out of that right field pavilion. I am telling you what, man.
This Woo! Is fantastic. We're going to go the whole game without getting one winner.
I don't think this ever happened before.
Ricardo in Corona, good morning.
What's up, man?
You know, Ricardo, maybe it's our fault. Maybe we didn't mention these are all hit movies about baseball. Maybe we should have said that at the start, okay?
All right.
Here you go. I don't have a good feeling about Ricardo.
I don't either. I'm with you there.
Here's your clue. Here's your movie.
What the hell's going on out here?
Nick's scared because his eyelids are jammed and his old man's here. We need a live rooster? We need a live rooster to take the curse off Jose's glove, and nobody seems to know what to get Millie or Jimmy for their wedding present.
All right, what movie was that about baseball?
I have no idea.
Yeah, the last guy guessed Bull Durham.
And that would have been a good guess for this one, because that's what it was. See, they're at the mound, and they're all having that. Nah, never mind. Are these people calling for tickets to the Super Australia concert or something? Did we just get the wrong group? What's going on?
Dude, I'm telling you, I know this may not be the popular opinion, but I don't think I could get any of these.
But you're though. I mean, I think most people could get a couple of them.
I hope, but I don't know. Let's go to Tim in Torrance. Good morning, Tim.
How's it going, guys?
Well, really well, actually. Yes, we're just getting winners left and right.
What's up, Lisa?
You're going to save us, though, Tim. You're going to be the one. You're going to be the shining example that we'll go out on.
The streak ends here.
Here you go.
All right.
You're a damn good bunch of boys. Probably deserved a lot better than me. But it looks like we're stuck with each other. Jimmy, grab a bat. Engelberg, get your gear on. Get behind home plate.
What for?
We need to practice.
Okay.
What baseball movie? The streak ends here. Go ahead.
Okay, maybe the streak doesn't end.
You're the man. Come on, Timmy.
I don't know. It sounded like a bunch of kids. The Sandlot? I have no idea.
That's a good guess.
That's the good guess, but it was Bad News Bears we were looking for. I'm sorry, dude.
Of course.
Yeah, sorry. Dude.
Nice try.
All right, we're just that game is just going to be over. We're going to have too many people in the right field pavilion. Nicole in West Covina, good morning.
Okay, I know we said last time that, Tim, we were going to go out on with a big winning bang, but that didn't happen, so it's up to you, Nicole, all right?
I hope so.
Okay,
this is two outs, full count, bases loaded, game on the line. Can you do it? Listen up. Here's your movie.
Mr. Man, if I could just have 1 minute, please.
Look, I can't tell you the secret of life, and I don't have any answers for you. I don't give interviews, and I'm no longer a public figure. I just want to be left alone, so piss off.
What do you think?
Oh, I have no idea.
Yes!
Oh, my God.
Yes!
You're not even trying then.
Ladies and gentlemen, Field of Dreams.
This was a shutout, what this was.
And we go
This was a
no-hitter.
Wow. We've never gone all by ourselves eating all that food.
We've never gone 0-7 before in a game. I don't think we ever have.
I don't think so either.
We did it!
We rule. We're number one.
We gave away zero tickets. Woohoo! Yes! Woohoo!
You know the best thing about that break?
What?
Was my intro.
Yeah, that's what it was, Omar.
First, though, the biggest story, maybe not just right now, maybe not just this year, but maybe in the history of the world, appears to be socialite Paris Hilton behind bars for 23 days for violation of parole. Now, I know that the news gives us the news we watch. I mean, that's what they do. They're not making any decisions in that newsroom based on what's important or what impacts people's lives. They're making decisions based on what we watch. It's true, but that's why it's nonstop Paris all the time, because people seem to have an insatiable appetite for what's going on with Blondie behind bars. Right?
No, not right. It's the most important story of our time.
That's right, damn it.
This is the news. This is what we should be paying attention to. That's where you're wrong, and that's why we bring you Paris's Jail Watch 2007.
Is wearing a short-sleeve orange jumpsuit.
Hilton is living what could be the simple life behind bars.
Hilton has gotten to keep her hair extensions.
Paris's first meal behind bars consisted of cereal, bread, and juice.
Now continuing our 24-hour around-the-clock coverage, it's
Paris Watch 2007.
Now, we decided that this was too big for those of us already on the Kevin and Bean Show, so we had to outsource, and we're very pleased to get one of the greats, a broadcasting legend from KNBC Channel 4. Ladies and gentlemen, always one breath away from a heart attack, the great Doug Kriegel on the line with us here on K-Rock. Good morning, Doug.
Good morning, Kevin and Bean. How are you?
We're very good. How are you?
I'm excellent, standing here in front of the jail where Paris Hilton is actually in.
You okay?
I couldn't be more excited.
Doug, what's Paris doing right now?
Paris right now is living the not-so-simple life inside this jail.
Nicely done.
No, not a Hilton hotel, but a Hilton jail cell is where she's currently calling home.
Doug, it doesn't sound like you're getting enough air.
I'm getting plenty of air.
Okay, all right.
Okay, all right. One of the fears from Paris and her supporters has been what the reaction will be inside from the other prisoners. Do you have any information on that?
Well, word is, Kevin and Bean, that the only Tinkerbell Paris Hilton will be seeing these days is the one tattooed on the back of the lesbian that rapes her with a roll of brawny paper towel.
Oh, wow. That's unfortunate.
That's the word from the inside.
Well, don't give us the word from the inside next time, Doug.
The word from the inside is rape.
Is it true that she's been too upset to eat since she's been behind bars, Doug?
Rumor has it that she's been too upset to eat since she's been inside.
Well, that's what Bean just asked.
Oh, sorry.
I asked if it was true.
Sorry.
Is it true that she's complaining that her jail cell is cold?
I'm not sure about that, but where it is, she's not comfortable with the temperature inside her jail cell.
Oh, my God.
And, Doug, your plan is to be out there for the whole 23 days with minute-by-minute updates?
I'll be here for the remainder of my career, I believe. Fantastic. Which at this point should last about 23 more days.
That's what I'm thinking. Have you had any kind of a stress test? Had your heart looked at before you took on this dangerous assignment?
I haven't, no, but sad news is I'm out of blood pressure medicine, so I could go at any minute.
Oh, poor Doug.
Oh, that's sad.
May we check in with you again next hour to see what's new? Doug?
What?
Can we check in with you next hour?
Yes, Oh, sorry, I forgot to breathe. Oh,
okay, yeah.
Yes, absolutely, I'll be here, and I'll be looking forward to giving you Paris Watch 2007.
There's a bunch of stuff at krock.com that we've put up that's kind of new, a bunch of video we put up that you may not know about. If you want to go there, you can see some of the backstage happenings at the Weenie Roast. That's up there. Psycho Mike's Ozzy tattoo is up there. Jay Moore's Midget Walk is a crowd pleaser.
Oh,
I haven't seen that yet.
It is so spectacular. His midget walk, which he told us about, and then Lightning had him do on camera. Mm-hmm. So there's video of it up at krock.com. Just click on the Kevin and Bean page. Is spectacular. And there's one thing up there, too, about the charity that my wife and I run, mainly my wife, of course. Mm-hmm. It's for abused women and children. And we have an auction going on right now. There's a link at krock.com on the Kevin and Bean page for all of the items. And there's a bunch of stuff up there that you might be interested in. There are autographed guitars from Brandon Boyd of Incubus.
Really?
From Linkin Park. There's a BMX bike signed by Billy Joe Armstrong. There's a Chris Cornell guitar. There is a Green Day signed guitar. There's a used guitar. There's also a Planet of the Apes mask, a real one, that is signed by Oscar winner Rick Baker, who designed all the masks.
Wow, that's pretty cool.
Planet of the Apes. Yeah, that's amazing. The Red Hot Chili Peppers have a thing up there. There's a guitar with the Red Hot Chili Peppers. There's a Dr. Dre autographed limited edition sampler album.
No kidding.
Vinyl. Yeah, he doesn't sign a whole lot of stuff.
No.
There's a football signed by former coach and Hall of Fame star Don Shula.
Mm-hmm.
That's on there. There's a drum head by Metallica. There's Brandon Boyd's book is also signed.
Yay.
Tori Amos has a signed toddler piano. Tom Morello has a guitar. There's a bunch of stuff that you can bid on, and the proceeds all go to the charity, along with the Disneyland package, which is the park hopper passes for Disneyland and California Adventure. And you get... you can get into the invitation-only Club 33, which is the only place on Disneyland where they sell alcohol.
Alcohol, yeah. I've been
there once. That's where the waitresses are topless in there, is what I always heard.
No, that's what I heard. That's not true.
That's why they don't talk about it. Keep it super secret. But yeah, the waitresses are topless.
But there is a link at the Kevin and Bean page of krock.com if you want to go there, and all the proceeds go to the charity. It's a 501c3, so it's a nonprofit.
Okay. That's
now,
cool.
The auction, though, when does it end?
I don't have that information.
Okay.
It's probably
Do all the items end at the same time?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, they all end at the same time. But you can just go there and check it out. There's other stuff here, too, that I'm upset about. I'm not happy that they brought back my first pitch at the Dodger Stadium. I don't think we need that.
Yeah, we have video of that on our website, and it's fabulous. And I can't wait to add Bean's video
from
Saturday.
That was so long ago that that happened.
It was like a year ago.
I was just trying to take some of the heat off of it so I didn't injure the player.
Well, yeah. you certainly did that. So you slowed the ball down with hitting the ground, I'll tell you that.
There's some video of Psycho Mike's band Band Packs up there and the place just being torn apart. There's all kinds of fun stuff at the Kevin and Bean page. So if you want to go there and check that out, that would be cool.
It sounds like to me that you're officially saying that the Kevin and Bean page of KROQ.com is now better than the Kevin and Bean show on KROQ.
Oh, no question about that. The auctions end June 29th, so there's still plenty of time to the end of the month. Coming up, we have Ducks tickets for Game 5 of the Stanley Cup playoffs. That's in the 7 o'clock hour. We will take your phone calls and find out what you would do for those tickets. Plus, we have Billy Connolly, funny man, that's got a new movie out called Fido, which looks unbelievably funny.
We saw the trailer yesterday. You could
find
amazing.
You can find the trailer online. I had never heard of this before.
Me neither.
Until they said, you want Billy Connolly on? I said, why? They said, he's got this movie, Fido, and it's about people who have zombies as pets. And then I guess they go terribly wrong, so they have to start killing their zombies because they don't want them to hurt other people.
So people hide their zombies because they don't want them killed?
It's just an absurd movie. We'll talk about that more coming up in the 7 o'clock hour. 106.7 KROQ is KROQ. It's the Kevin and Bean Show at 6:51. The hell's going on up
there? You right there, Sling Blade?
What's happening?
Who are you guys talking to?
You!
What are you talking about? I'm fine.
Freaking noises coming down the line there.
As the song was fading, you were jumping around. I saw a chair fly across the room. I don't know what's happening.
I got a Charlie horse. I don't know what's going on.
Well, that's how it is when you work out all the time, Bean. Those muscles are going to cramp up on you, you know? You
can't help it. I'm dragging today. I'm pretty tired. I'm sorry about that. It's 6:51. Ralph is here with the Showbiz Beat. What's going on?
Read a quick email from listener Brian in Venice, California. Jesus H. Christ on an effing pogo stick. Would they just shut the hell up about that dingy little B-cup toothpick? Talk about Paris Hilton.
No.
I spent the better part of 7 years in the Gray Bar Hotel, and my shrink never cared one S if I was losing my mind. I hope that on the way out of jail, she gets run over by a truck and tastes her own blood. Brian in Venice, P.S., go Raiders.
Well, of course.
That's from Brian. So.
I think we're all with Brian, though.
I think we share your frustration, Brian, but yes, everywhere
now,
you turn.
Now. Will there be an enormous backlash against Paris because we hate her more now once she comes out, or will she become a bigger star than ever because of the publicity from being a con?
Could she be hated more than she is now?
I don't know.
I think bigger star than ever. With as much attention as getting paid to her during this entire month.
Yeah.
Think she'll have somebody write a book for her and put her name on it and sell it and make a lot of money?
Absolutely.
Of course.
Maybe that person will be Dr. Charles Sophie, her psychiatrist, who apparently went to visit the airhead heiress behind bars. He and her lawyer were her first and second visitors yesterday, but they didn't talk to the press afterwards. However, word has leaked out that apparently she's crying all the time and not eating behind bars.
Aren't there other inmates that are probably doing that too?
I agree with the emailer. There's plenty of people in there, and I'm sure that they go through all different emotional states, but you don't hear a word about it.
No one holding their hand.
Apparently some of the inmates are being kind to Ms. Hilton. One visitor stopped by her cell and told her, you don't belong here, girl.
Okay.
Then she proceeded to tattoo a teardrop on her face. Now she belongs there. Inmates are making her gifts.
No, they're not.
They're doing like little origami out of magazines, pages and stuff, and slipping her little gifts. So
they just want to get close.
Yeah.
I thought the other inmates would be upset with her. They would want to beat her up.
Apparently not. She's... He's their new pet.
Well, that's not good.
Until they start passing her around.
You know what I'm saying? Yes, I do.
Yeah. Why am I talking like that? Apparently, Paris has already inked her first deal to do her post-prison interview with Barbara Walters when she gets out.
Boo!
So we haven't heard the last of this, my friends. Nor have we seen the last of those new photos of Lindsay Lohan and Vanessa Minnillo from last summer, where Lindsay is holding a knife to Vanessa's throat.
This wasn't an actual fight or anything.
No, they're posed pictures of some party last summer where Lindsay has a serrated knife to the throat of Vanessa Minnillo, and Vanessa's pointing a knife at Lindsay's chest at one point as well.
Ralph, do you mind if I give out a web address for people? People have been asking where they can see it.
Sure.
www.voicesfromspirit.com /N5/links.htm
All right, there you go. See all the photos right there. Tom Sizemore, speaking of celebrities in jail, surrendered himself into custody yesterday for his alleged probation violation. Oh, let's just stop saying alleged, shall we?
Yeah, let's.
For his probation violation. He was found outside the Four Point Sheraton in Bakersfield, California, with two bags of crystal meth.
Guilty.
Related paraphernalia, as well as, I hadn't heard this part, Vicodin, Clonopin, and Valium, none of which Tom had a prescription for.
God, he cannot stop.
You could have stopped at outside the hotel in Bakersfield, and we knew he was guilty. Come on, there's no other reason he's there.
A Sheraton in Bakersfield, too,
yeah,
by the way.
Exactly.
Yeah, exactly. When you check in, there's a crack pipe in the room.
Is there?
You know, sometimes they have coffee makers. Mm-hmm. Sure. They put a Bible in one of the drawers. There, it's a crack pipe waiting for you. And it's got a little paper wrapper around it. It says sanitize for your protection. It's excellent. Excellent service there at the Sheraton. Ah, Dave is so excited.
Dave, the King of Mexico?
Nuts worked.
Oh, dear God.
Did you see that?
Jericho again.
The
Come
nuts
on.
Worked. Apparently, according to the Hollywood Reporter, CBS is currently in talks to bring back Jericho.
Nuts.
For at least 7 more episodes. They're in negotiations with cast members right now to return in mid-season next year. So it looks like Dave and his lunatic friends will be seeing more of Jericho after all.
It can't be possible.
Look, I don't understand it either, but what are you going to do?
Nuts.
Was it the kind of show that the fans really felt robbed because there was some sort of conclusion that they missed out on, some sort of storyline that wasn't resolved, and that's why it's going to come back to wrap it up? Is that
Apparently,
what it's all
about? There was a big cliffhanger that was left wide open when the series went off the air, yeah. So.
Well, there's nuclear bombs in all over the United States. In this one little town, they're trying to just fend everybody off, and I think that's where they left it. So they
How do you know
out.
So much about Jericho?
I watched the first couple of episodes. It's pretty good, but didn't have time to force it into my schedule.
It's the greatest show ever.
Yeah, it's not the greatest show
and
ever.
None of the girls have tattoos. I like it. Angelina Jolie, speaking of beautiful women with tattoos, according to the London Sun newspaper, is picking up another child.
No. Really?
Come on.
She's currently filming in the Czech Republic. And while visiting a Catholic orphanage there in the capital city of Prague, she fell in love with yet another motherless child and has decided to extend her family yet again, according to the tabloid.
Do you think that's in her contract, writer? That she actually has?
She gets just to pick a kid from any location she shoots at? Probably, yeah.
How many does she have now?
4, right?
This would be her 5th, I think, if she has one. Yeah.
That's a lot, and they're all young, too.
Yeah.
But at least she has a schedule that she can spend a lot of time with all of them.
Apparently she felt a bond with the kids straight away, says a source. She told Brad it's time to extend their family yet again.
Okay.
All righty.
What does Dave do in a situation with Angelina Jolie, who's arguably the hottest woman in the history of women, yet she has 17 tattoos? Does he hit that or does he not hit that?
No, he says he doesn't.
No.
He says he doesn't. He's
really?
He's turned off by a single tattoo on a woman.
I am not interested in women with tattoos.
But it's
she's
a guy.
Angelina Jolie, though.
But you have to understand, with Dave, it's a guy who's never going to have a shot at these people anyway.
So he rejects them first.
Yeah, so how hard is it for him to say, I don't like that?
I guess.
Angelina Jolie comes on to him at a bar. Please.
No way. No way.
Please.
She could tattoo her face and I'd still hit that.
He wrote, I don't like her. She's not attractive.
Oh.
That's the message from DNN.
Yes. King of Mexico.
DNN headquarters there?
Yeah. Many a time after you guys will leave the office, Dave and I will almost come to blows because he'll make these claims. Angelina Jolie's not attractive. Jessica Biel, disgusting. He has just ridiculous taste in women.
Speaking of coming to blows, Lisa May.
Is Kevin on to something here that he knows he has no chance with a woman in that ballpark, so he just decides he's going to reject her rather than let her reject him? Is that what it is?
Let's ask El Rey himself. Dave, you don't find Angelina Jolie attractive?
God, no, dude. I think she's fugly.
You don't think that?
Not at all.
You don't even think she's average looking. You think she's actually unattractive.
Dude, her lips are nasty. Her face is gross. Her tattoos...
Of course he does. Of course he does.
What's wrong with you?
So typical, Dave.
I'm not the only one either. There's a network out there.
An undercover network of people. Okay.
Network is out there.
Are they all delivering nuts to CBS right now?
Yes. Look, I can tell. I can see if you would say not the most attractive woman in the world. I have five others that I think would be better. But to not even say she's just average.
And she's all made up, dude. So you see her without makeup?
I've seen her without makeup, and she's not
Yo, yes, she is.
Dave, she's a thousand times better looking with her makeup off than you are at any point in your life.
Which is fine, but she's still ugly.
She's not ugly, Dave.
I'm sorry,
I don't fugly.
All right, make a note. We're going to have to continue this at another time with our listeners because I think Dave's a freak show here. I can't imagine there's too many people out there who would go on the record and say she's ugly. She may not be your type. She may not be your favorite. You can't look at her and say she's not attractive, though.
I'm telling you, the network will rise when
there's
when
no
you
network.
He's tallying you. He's tallying
he
you.
He is tallying us. That's true.
Let me tell you what's up with Dave. He doesn't like anything that's at all edgy or threatening or sexy. It has to be completely benign,
it's
middle
true.
Of the road, innocuous.
He does love the girl next door. He does love the girl next door.
It has to be like Chris like Jessica Biel. He's like, she's too muscular. Like, well, she can hurt me.
Well, I see her as muscles.
Angelina Jolie looked crazy. She's got tattoos.
Not true, dude. Olivia Wilde in the OC, she was crazy and she was hot. Right.
I think they
She was on the OC. How crazy could she be?
She was on the OC.
She was a lesbian. Come on.
Right. We don't have time for this. You get out.
All right.
We're going to talk to you later.
Thank you, Dave. Unreal. Angelina Jolie, she's gross.
I'm telling you.
I'm calling you on your cell phone.
There's a network.
Dave's English is getting worse the longer we know him. He hangs out with all people who speak English, yet for some reason he's losing the ability to speak the language.
And we laugh at that, for those of you that don't know, because he can't speak Spanish.
Right.
He doesn't.
Like he's overcoming this as a second language.
Right. This is his first language, and yet he gets more of an accent every day. You ask him a simple word in Spanish, he'll have no idea.
I'm telling you on your cell phone.
In LA.
He's got a bunch of people, he says, that are calling in to agree with him.
Of course he does.
On the business line.
I'd like to see all of them, too, by the way.
Today's celebrity birthday is Robert Englund, who plays Freddy Krueger in all the Nightmare on Elm Street movies. He is 58 years old today.
Nuts.
Monkey from Korn turns 37. And Paul Giamatti, maybe my favorite actor in the world. He is just so brilliant. He's 40 years
He's
old.
He's not a good actor.
No.
The people are calling to agree with me.
Everyone hates him. I'm not alone. You. There's a network. Rough Carpet, I walk the showbiz beat.
I don't think you understand, Kevin. He's not just a zombie. He's part of the family. That's what's different about Fido.
I love this movie. This looks awesome.
This is my kind of zombie. The zombies in 28 Weeks Later, a little creepy for me. These are the kind of zombies that mow your yard and make you some iced tea. Those are the zombies I want to hang out with. And we couldn't be more excited about a film that has already wowed him at the Sundance Film Festival, Toronto Film Festival. And it's opening up June 15th here in the United States. It is called Fido. One of the stars of the film on the line with us back on the Kevin and Bean Show, Billy Connolly, joining us here. Good morning, Mr. Connolly.
Good morning. Nice to be on your show.
It's great to have you again. Now,
Before you start, what was that last record?
That was Tool. The band is named...
It was good.
What's that? the band is named Tool. You would like them. They're great.
Oh, I loved it.
Fantastic. All right.
They rock pretty hard. They're good stuff.
He sounds a bit like a young Robert Plant, doesn't he?
Yes, very much. That's a good analogy. He really does. Yeah, it's good stuff right there. So, Billy, is it true that they faxed you the script as you were getting onto a plane, and by the time you got off the plane, you called your agent and said, I'll take it. I love it.
Yeah, they did. And as a matter of fact, I don't think it was my role in the first place, but they wouldn't tell me who they had in mind the first time. I think the guy they really wanted, they couldn't get him.
So they took you, huh?
So they said, all right, we'll take you.
And so they settled for me, and I didn't want to do it. I thought, I really need a zombie movie in my life. But then I read the script, and I thought, oh, God, it isn't just a zombie movie. It's just a comedy with zombies in it.
It's a bizarre movie, and I didn't hear much about it until we had already voted yes on you, and I said, why are we having Billy on? I like him, but why are we doing it? They said the movie Fido, we went to the trailer, and I didn't realize that the zombies were your pets, were your servants in this particular movie.
Yeah, we're slaves, really.
Here's a clip from the movie where they're talking about what zombies do and don't do.
Good afternoon, boys and girls. So how many of you have ever had to kill a zombie?
Well, not too many.
What would we do without our zombies? They take care of your jobs.
Give me that. This is detail work. Flesh-eating maniacs need not apply.
do the housework.
What is that zombie doing in my easy boy?
And play with the kids.
Nice catch, Fido.
I love the sound of this.
Now, Billy, you play Fido. You are a zombie. You've been in so many different kinds of movies, serious movies, comedy movies, done a lot of voiceover work. How do you go about as an actor preparing to play a zombie? What'd you do?
There's nothing you can do. There's no material on zombieism. You just, because, you know, there's pretty much nothing like a zombie. So you just have to play him like a disabled guy who can't communicate. Who only has his eyes to communicate with. And that's the way I went.
I got to tell you.
Because I don't speak at all in it. I just have my eyes.
The thing that looks great about this is that there's so many zombie movies, but they're always the same. It's
yes.
The zombies are coming to kill us. They're walking super slow. And it looks like if you just jog, you could get away from them.
Absolutely. But everybody gets a little cabin and stops there for some reason.
Yeah, exactly. They get a cabin in the middle of nowhere, and then they stop, and then the zombies come, and they get eaten.
Yeah, that's right. They board up the windows, and the zombies find that really easy to break through and come through the floor and all that.
I'll tell you, though, Billy, we did a phone topic that was very, very shocking to us when we opened the phones and we asked our listeners for people who actually have escape routes for when the zombies come. And we got so many phone calls from people saying, I know they're coming, I'm not sure when, but as soon as the zombies come, here's my plan. I've got it all. My wife knows where to meet me, where we're going to go. And we were like, are you out of your mind?
That's insane.
They actually,
isn't that the strangest thing? My daughter, when she was at school in Los Angeles, she had friends who had zombie preparation.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, they had plans.
They had.
Some people seem to think it's going to happen.
A lot of people think it's going to happen.
It could happen.
But who cares if it happens? You just run.
Yeah, it does seem like you could.
But there's a lot of them, Billy.
You know, it's like...
You could be overwhelmed.
It's like being frightened of drunk guys chasing you. They can't run.
It seems like you could kill all of them with a butter knife.
That's right. They're like drunk, blind guys.
So we're talking to the great comedian and actor Billy Connolly. We're talking about the movie Fido that opens up on June 15th. So everything all seems fine. It seems like a suburban paradise. The zombies, as you say, are the slaves, and they're doing all the work, and they're playing with the kids, and they're having a great time. And then something goes horribly wrong. Is that right, Billy?
Yes. They have an electronic fitting that keeps them calm. Mm-hmm. And when it breaks down, they become wild again. So every now and again, all hell breaks loose.
And so they don't want people to get them, but this family has to have one because they're not going to be the only family on the block.
It doesn't. A zombie, that's right. And then, I fall in love as well.
You fall in love?
Oh, very nice.
Falls in love, and the guy next door has a zombie lover. It's very funny.
Oh my god!
So zombies and humans can, you know,
it's probably like bestiality. You're not supposed to.
They can do it.
Oh, well, in my movie, I don't do it, but there's a really weird morality because I eventually get the guy's wife and baby, and he's gone, and everybody's perfectly happy about it.
It's
questionable morality.
If I'm a zombie, I'm worried about using it and having it fall off, to tell you the truth. I mean, isn't that the problem with body parts on a zombie?
Oh, you don't want to go chasing somebody in case your willy falls off.
Yeah, that would be bad, right?
Well, it's a terrific cast, by the way. The beautiful Carrie Ann Moss co-stars in this movie. Great actor Dylan Baker is in it. Tim Blake Nelson. A lot of great people besides Billy Connolly in it. And it really does look funny. And although we have seen a lot of zombie movies, it sounds like, from what Mr. Connolly is telling us, this is unlike any zombie movie you've seen before.
Nothing like any zombie movie you've ever seen. It's a movie with zombies in it.
It looks fantastic.
Yeah, it
we
does.
Can't wait. Unfortunately, it doesn't come out till a week from this Friday.
Oh. That's right. The 19th, I think it is, it comes out.
But we'll make sure and let people know. I think it's maybe the 15th. I don't know. But we'll make sure people know the date it comes out. We'll mention it again on the radio because this still looks so good. It looks like it's right up our alley. So.
Oh, I'm glad you think so.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Billy, thanks a lot for coming on our show. We appreciate
it. It's been such a pleasure.
All right. Fido is the name of the movie. You can look it up online, Fido. You can look it up and see the trailer.
So one of the most significant sporting events in the history of Southern California sports may happen tonight. Anaheim Ducks coming home up 3-1 against the Ottawa Senators. They could clinch it. They might not. Might not happen tonight, but it'd be pretty cool if it did.
Yeah, the Ducks have to win one more game, and the Senators have to win 3 in a row without losing.
Yeah.
So that's where the series stands. Tonight might be the game where they actually win the Stanley Cup. They skate it around. It's an amazing sight, and the guys who play hockey go crazy over this because they get their names etched into the Stanley Cup, mm-hmm. and that stays on there for, I don't know, 100 years or something like that.
Yeah.
And then each of them gets the cup for a 24-hour period. They can take it anywhere they want, do anything they want with it. It's kind of a cool tradition.
Mm-hmm.
And tonight might be the final game. We do have the coach of the Ottawa Senators on the line. This is a little tape from him and the press conference.
Mr. Murray is at the press conference microphone right now. Tried to do something with a stick and got spun, and he used Corvo as a screen and hit the inside of the post. Great shot and good play on his part.
Yeah.
We're trying to create some offense, and we're not getting much. And I suppose players are trying to be a little creative, and in this case, it burned us.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, for obvious reasons, we enjoy listening to Mr. Murray speak, and we have him on the line with us right now preparing for the big game tonight at the Honda Center. Good morning, Brian. Good
morning, Kevin and Bean. How are you fellas doing?
We're very good. How are you?
Well, it could be better, actually. Versus we've been struggling this series, and so it all comes down to one game, and it's always a difficult situation.
Yeah,
yeah. It's certainly tough to have your backs against the wall, and you had to feel so optimistic in the first period of Game 4 when your team just came out just blazing. I mean, they dominated Anaheim in that first period.
Yeah, we knew it was important for us to come out strong. We showed speed, strength, stamina, skills, but things didn't work out, and it's always a loss. A loss is always tough.
Yeah,
sure.
But a loss that puts you down 3-1 is particularly tough.
Now, did you think that your captain, Alfredson, had anything to do with it when he shot the puck at one of the Ducks at the end of the second period?
And so it is Alfredson with 5 left in the period. Well, did Alfredson shoot that puck at Niedermeyer?
He did. Turned and took a shot right at Niedermeyer with the puck.
There's been a lot of controversy about that, but the truth is that Alfredson saw about 6 seconds left in the second period.
Right.
So he stopped the puck from sliding with his stick. And just got caught up in the it was just a slap shot.
Yeah, it looked like he turned and slapped and shot it right at him, though.
I think it appeared that way, but I talked to Alfredson about it, and it just was not the case.
And they didn't suspend him either for a game. He didn't even get fined. Nothing.
No, it appeared to be something that it actually was. And you hate to see a series affected by something like that, especially when it's a Stanley Cup.
Hey, I don't want to hear Kevin, you say that he wasn't suspended. I want to hear Mr. Murray say it.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
No, he won't be suspended. No suspension.
What's your answer, Coach, to shut down Andy McDonald of the Ducks, who just had an amazing game 4, 2 goals, an assist? I mean, there's just seems like there's no way to stop this kid right now.
There's a lot of good players on Ducks. You got Solani. You got JS.
Right.
You got Chris Pronger, Scott Niedermeyer.
Right.
A lot of other names that are difficult to say. And you can't just focus on one guy.
You told us last time we talked to you that your team does not make fun of you.
About what?
Well, about the way you talk.
What's wrong with the way I talk?
Listen, the guy who sings the O Canada before every home game was a big controversy, too, this last game.
Yeah, another controversy. It was quite unnecessary. We had Alanis Morissette.
Mm-hmm.
She was singing.
Instead of who?
Instead of Lydon Slywell.
Slywell?
Slewage? Slewage.
Yeah, I think that's it.
Yeah, Lydon Slewage. And so we had Alanis there instead.
Right.
And she, Ms. Morissette, of course, is also Canadian. But the thing is, a lot of hockey fans are superstitious.
I'm sorry, they're what?
Superstitious.
Oh, superstitious. Okay, I got you.
I got lots of superstitions.
Right.
And so hold on a second. I can't hold the phone anymore. It's so wet. I don't know what's wrong. Why is this phone so wet? You guys put water on this phone? Anyway, the superstitious fans.
Right.
The superstitious fans,
right?
Of the Senators.
Right.
I gotta lay down.
Right.
I'm exhausted.
All right. Thanks for joining us today. Bye now. I love him.
Poor guy. So why not? Yeah, it's fun to watch it on the TV, and it is going to be on NBC tonight. But why not be there at the Honda Center, perhaps, to make see history being made? How about that instead?
We actually have a pair of tickets to the Game 5 tonight, Ducks against the Senators. And we're going to open up the phones and ask you what you would do for them. Because hockey fans know how excited they would be to be in the house for a Stanley Cup game, especially when the team might win the Stanley Cup on that night. So if you'd like to be one of those people, give us a call at 1-800-520-1067. You have to do something that's that we can hear. It can't be you can't be a mime because that's quiet.
You can't be standing naked.
Right, we can't hear we can't that. We need to be able to hear because we're actually on a radio stage. So it has to be some kind of stunt that you're willing to do. 1-800-520-1067, and we'll take your calls next.
Has Omar not had a vacation? I mean, is that what it is?
I think he needs one.
He's just been working too hard. He's too fried. He's
probably
sending us in stuff we can't use.
Or it's drugs.
I mean, it used to just be Lightning used to send us in this bad stuff, and now it's Omar with the intros for the stuff.
Yeah, we can't we can't do that one
it's
to
not
our listeners.
Listen to this.
What?
Can't play that.
No. Can't play that if it starts
all
like
you need
that.
To know.
Can't do it.
Here's the situation, kids. Tonight, as I mentioned a few moments ago, one of the great nights in potentially in Los Angeles sports history. Let's not get too excited because, you know, bad things have happened. I mean, in 1942, there was a team that was up 3-0 and ended up losing the next four to lose the Stanley Cup. I mean, it can happen. It is sports. That's why they play the games. But looks like a pretty sweet place to be tonight is at Honda Center when the Anaheim Ducks welcome the Ottawa Senators back. They're playing the Stanley Cup Finals. The Ducks are up 3-1. We're looking for hardcore hockey fans who want to and can go tonight and are willing to prove it by doing something for us just after 9 o'clock this morning on the Kevin and Bean Show.
This is kind of weird because you can see from all of the signs that we're in the minority. People who love hockey, really in the minority, especially in Los Angeles, it seems like.
Well, Ralph reported earlier something so shocking, it bears repeating, is that Saturday night's game, which was a phenomenal game, by the way, which was Ducks Center, Stanley Cup Finals, was the lowest rated program in the history of the NBC network in primetime. I mean, that that tells you where hockey's at.
And
if you can't
hurts.
Get people to watch the Stanley Cup Finals, we're not talking about watching a game with two teams, you know, 4 months ago. We're talking about this week.
Well, and this and that's the thing. I mean, you all know what it's like to love a TV show that gets canceled.
Oh, yeah.
And you just get the feeling, you go, well, I love it so much. How can other people not love it just as at least a lot? How can they not love it at least a lot? They don't have to be hardcore, but at least they have to like it a lot. How can people be so disinterested? But that's the way it is, unfortunately. But hockey fans, we know you want to go. We got some emails. Dear Kevin and Bean, my name is Mike. I'm willing to pull 20 feet of wire through my nose and out my mouth.
Oh, God.
Oh. I'm willing to get unloaded by paintball guns up to 100 rounds.
Oof, that hurts.
I will run butt naked down my street. I will eat a sandwich.
No.
Oh, God.
Winner,
You'd
winner.
You'd be too sick to winner. Go to the game.
No, thank you.
Are you kidding? No, thank you.
No, thank you.
Are you kidding?
Anything worse than that is Omar's jingle.
All right, let's take a few calls on exactly what people are willing to do for these tickets, because the people who are hockey fans are hardcore hockey fans, especially when it comes to the Stanley Cup. Andrew in Burbank, good morning.
Hey.
Hey there, what would you do?
I will call into my boss who doesn't want me to go to this game and quit my job.
Oh, you already told him that you want to go to the game? He said no?
Yeah.
You work at night?
No, I work the morning shift starting at about 10.
But the game, 10. But the game is 5 o'clock.
Right.
So that's why he would
have
to
be able to make it. I mean, I'll quit. I won't even go in today.
What? Okay, wait a minute.
I don't get
it. What time do you get off work?
Well, it would be 10 to 4.
4 o'clock. So you could get there anyway.
Yeah.
Okay, you hold on.
Or don't hold on. I think it's better.
Your job, because they do not need you.
Look, if you can get out of your job and go anyway, what's
you
the
understand
point of
what he's what he's saying, Kevin? Is he's willing to go to the game tonight? That's what he's willing to do.
Right. All right. Let's say good morning to Jeanette, who is calling from Hesperia. Good morning, Jeanette.
Hello.
Hi there. You're a Ducks fan?
Yes.
Fantastic. Yes. All right. Tell us about yourself and what you'll do.
My husband said, how about we break the TV so we can't watch the game?
Oh, man.
He wants to be there. So I've been to the third game of each of the home series. So like you said, with superstition, I feel I kind of need to be there.
Well, it is the third home game.
Yes, exactly. So I tried to get tickets, haven't had a chance. The Ticketmaster sold out within the first minute.
Yeah.
So.
Well, sure, yeah.
Yeah.
You have a Ducks tattoo? Where's that and how big?
It's on my my wrist. I've got several tattoos, but my duck's tattoo is on the wrist.
I'm surprised that Dave talked to you. I'm surprised King of Mexico was willing to put you on the air, knowing you have those icky tattoos that you hate so much.
How big is your TV?
I've got, if we break the big one.
Yeah, the big one. How big is the big one?
It's a 55-inch.
Oh, oh yes. Wow.
Yes. Destruction.
Oh, my God. I don't know how I'm not sure how I can handle that one.
Destruction.
Yeah.
I love big that. Big old hammer, I guess.
Yeah, I guess.
All right, Jeanette, you hold on, okay?
Okay.
Don't go away.
That's
How about
a,
that?
That's a beautiful piece of machinery right there. 55-inch TV.
Let's go to Mauricio. Good morning, Mauricio.
Morning.
Hi there. What will you do?
I'm going to put a hammer through my car window.
Your car window. Which window? The side or the front?
The side.
Side, okay.
The side one. Just take it out.
Okay. And what do you have? What's the car?
It's a 2001 Dodge Neon with license plate that reads Love Lucy on it. Don't ask why.
Love Lucy. Why?
Don't ask why, Kevin.
I know, but when people say don't ask why, you have to, don't you?
Yeah,
of course.
I don't know. Old,
somebody else had it?
Lucy, and I got stuck with it due to an ex-girlfriend. I bought that car, and now I got a Love Lucy mobile.
Wow. You make a lot of bad choices in your life, starting with a Dodge Neon, by the way. Starting with driving that car, you make a lot of bad choices.
I know, right?
All right. All right, we have your phone number. I don't think we're going to, the way I understand it, we're not going to pick somebody right now, right?
Well, I think we probably not.
I think we're going to, we still have some time to take some more calls on and off the air, and yeah. Somebody's going to do something in the 9 o'clock hour this morning, though.
Yeah, you can call between now and 9 o'clock. 9 o'clock is when we're going to make the decision to do it. I do believe we have to talk to Jesse and Covina, though.
Yes.
Jesse, good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys. How's it going?
Hi, Jesse.
It's going well, thank you. Tell us about your love for the ducks and why you want to be there tonight.
Well, the 20 feet of wire through the nose sounds pretty hardcore, but I'm willing to put it all on the line for the Ducks. I am the district manager of In-N-Out for a few branches in SoCal,
mm-hmm.
and I am willing to give Duwan a job at In-N-Out. That,
oh,
you,
give Duwan a job.
Give me his number. Duwan,
he would explode if he heard about this. God, I hope he's not listening right now. It's his lifelong dream is to work for In-N-Out.
Imagine the look on his face.
Is this one that's close to where Duwan is?
Where does he live?
He, I think, was applying to, I think
like
he lives
Westwood,
in Culver City.
Yeah.
Duwan lives like 2 blocks away.
Okay, so yeah, Culver City. So I think he was applying to Brentwood maybe or someplace.
Or Westwood. I think, maybe.
Oh, yeah. Well, he would have to commute, but
how far?
Yeah, how far, Jesse?
How far would he have to commute?
Like Covina, Glendora, San Dimas, maybe 20 miles.
That's a long way on a bus, man.
Yeah.
Maybe 40.
All right.
He is the one.
All right. Hold on, Jesse. Thank you. Wow.
All right. Let's do one more right now. We'll take some more later. Let's talk to Yvonne and, or Cameron. Cameron yeah. in Fountain Valley. You're on the Kevin and Bean Show on K-Rock talking about the Ducks tonight. If you want to go, you got to do something for them. What do you got in mind?
I want to go. I'm going to urinate on my boss's desk while he's sitting at it.
You mean just walk in the office and just start peeing?
Well, I started at 7 o'clock in the morning and had lots of coffee so far. I want these dust tickets. I'll do whatever it takes.
Okay, we're not going to do this till 9. Can you hold it that long?
I could all drink lots of water until then.
Okay.
Your boss, he's sitting there, you're going to pee on his desk.
I will pee on his desk.
That's pretty strong.
You just walk in there on a...
I'll send it to you guys so you guys know I did it.
All right.
You just walk in there with a portable phone and you don't say anything to him. You just unzip and just start peeing on the desk.
Start peeing on his desk.
I like that one.
What kind of work do you guys do?
I work at a sales office.
A sales office.
Shipping and warehouse supplies.
All right.
And how do you think that would go over if you were to do that? I mean, is that the type of thing that he would, once he found...
Bean.
No,
yeah,
once he... I'm
great.
Asking, once he found out why he did it, would he understand it and not fire you?
Yeah, but once the next day comes, once I get sent home...
Yeah.
I'll probably definitely get sent home, but I don't care. I want to go to the Ducks game.
All right. Fantastic. Urinate on boss's desk. Fantastic. All right, you hold on.
I'll probably get sent home, but it's worth it.
All right, you hold on.
Wow.
These sound good.
Yes, they do.
You can get sent home and have plenty of time to prepare for the game.
We are going
to
pick one between now and 9 o'clock. At 9:05, we'll have the winner do whatever it is they're going to do. We'll have probably a backup or two just in case they bail out at the last second.
Yeah.
And we'll give you tickets for tonight's Game 5 Stanley Cup playoffs with the Ducks versus the Sens. Quickly, let's say good morning to Jeff in Yorba Linda. Hi, Jeff.
Morning, Kevin Bean. Morning, Lisa May.
Good morning.
What will you do for these Ducks tickets for Game 5 tonight?
We recently just remodeled our kitchen, and I'm willing to take a chainsaw to our brand-new kitchen cabinet.
Nice.
Dishes, food.
Full of dishes. Nice.
Oh, yeah. full, not empty. Full.
Well, I like it.
Full cabinets.
Pandemonium.
All right. Fantastic. And Dave has your number?
I said I'd send before and after pictures.
Very cool. All right.
Okay.
Thank you for the call.
All right.
Just redid the kitchen. You know what a nightmare it is to go through that the kitchen rehab where you put those new things in and everything?
It takes years.
Oh, it's a nightmare.
And five times as much money as you thought it was
going to
take.
And when it's finally done, you're so relieved that you never have to do it again. He's going to trash it.
And he's going to get a divorce because his wife's going to leave him.
He'll be single. That'll be good.
She doesn't like hockey.
Well, we're going to continue to take calls on and off the air, and then we'll select someone for the 9 o'clock hour to find out what to do for Ducks tickets. Also, you're going to be very happy to know, Ralph, that you don't have to cover Paris Hilton because we have a correspondent on the scene out in front of the jail in Lynnwood. We're going to be talking to Doug Kriegel from Channel 4 again for Paris Watch 2007.
Thank God.
If he's still alive with the minute-by-minute update. Plus, Dave thinks Angelina Jolie, it's not just that she's not the most beautiful woman in the world, which she clearly is. He thinks she's fugly, to use his words. And he says a lot of people agree with him. We'll find out. That's coming up next hour, too. Right now, Ralph's got the showbiz beat. Good morning.
Speaking of Paris Hilton, we finally know what she had as her last meal as a free woman.
Oh, thank God.
Apparently, she was seen at the buffet at the MTV Movie Awards eating an egg salad sandwich.
I woke up last night, I couldn't sleep because I had to know.
The final piece of the puzzle's in place. Now we get the whole picture.
That's great news.
What time did she throw it up? Does it say?
It does not say when she stuck her well-manicured finger down her throat. But that's the kind of stuff they're passing off as news these days.
That's hot.
Of course, our favorite entertainment news site, TMZ.com, has a great story about Richard Simmons driving down Sunset Boulevard in Los Angeles on Sunday night when somehow he ran into a swarm of paparazzi. When asked what was going on, he was told that Paris Hilton was surrendering to authorities, so instead of looking for a detour around the photographers, he stopped, got out of his car, and led an impromptu prayer service for Paris and asked everyone to pray with him for her.
Okay. For what?
For her to be sweating to the oldies and jail.
Okay. Wasn't Paris trying to get into religion in the last 2 weeks before she went in? They showed her walking around with a Bible and stuff.
Yeah, she was going to church quite a bit. Their Bible was her constant companion in her weeks leading up to her jail sentence.
Can we steer away from gay people?
And Lindsay Lohan apparently has found God, too.
That's great news.
Friends say in a few hours that she gets out of Promises Rehab Center, she went to St. Aidan's Episcopal Church to pray for her immortal soul.
I don't think God likes Lindsay Lohan.
I don't think he does either.
Yeah, I don't think so. I think God loves all his children except for just a few, and Lindsay's one of them.
You know why? It's because she takes a knife and puts it to the throat of Vanessa Minnillo.
Yeah, what's up with that?
Oh. Photos all over the internet. Lindsay partying with Vanessa last summer, June 15th, apparently they were at a party, and Lindsay took a large serrated knife and put it to the throat of Vanessa Minnillo as they both leaned in for some sort of lesbian lip lock.
Lesbian lip lock.
Other pictures show Vanessa Minnillo also putting a knife to Lindsay's chest as if to cut the straps off her shirt.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's get with that then.
Some sort of twisted sadomasochistic lesbian ritual they were going through there, and I'm all for it, quite frankly. But those are all over the internet. You can't miss it. And speaking of all over the internet, have you seen the video of Akon just losing it? Just losing his mind.
No.
Is this the new one where someone threw something at him from the crowd or something?
Yep. You know, this guy's already been in trouble because someone videotaped him dry humping an underage girl during one of his concerts.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
In Trinidad. This was happened in April. This one happened in Poughkeepsie, New York, where apparently he was performing at a concert that was thrown by a radio station there at Dutchess Stadium. And someone throws something up on the stage. And Akon stops the show, asks fans to point out who threw it, and then has his security guards go after the dude. He said, "Go get him. You made a big mistake today, boy. Send him to me. I want him to come on stage real quick."
Yes.
Then they bring him up on stage. He takes off his necklaces and his shirt as if he's preparing for a fight. They lift the guy up on the stage, and then he lifts the guy, Akon does, over onto his shoulders and tosses him back into the crowd on top of other concert goers.
Well, why would he do that?
I have no idea.
You thought they'd catch him?
Maybe.
Didn't he hurt like five other people?
So the cops don't know whether to press charges or not because they can't find the dude who got thrown into the crowd.
Oh,
so,
really?
No victim, no crime sort of situation. But it's all trapped. It's all caught on video. You can see it all over the place.
That's a little weird.
Seek it out. And a lot of movies these days being made out of cartoons we loved as kids. I just announced this morning that Thundercats is being made into a major motion picture.
He-Man, Masters of the Universe, is being made into a motion picture. Of course, Transformers coming
out
for this
that
summer.
That's going to be great.
Michael Bay and Shia LaBeouf. But I'm the happiest about this one, I think, because this was my cartoon as a kid. I loved me some Speed Racer.
Oh, yeah. Oh. Go Speed Racer.
The Speed Racer live-action film. The entire cast has been announced, and this is what we're going to get. You got Emile Hirsch playing Speed.
Mm-hmm.
Christina Ricci as Trixie, his girlfriend.
Okay.
Oh, Trixie. Oh.
What was going on there?
That's the sex scene?
No.
Matthew Fox from Lost is Racer X.
No kidding.
Speed, I'm your lost brother X.
Does he get off the island in time to shoot it?
Mom and Pop's Racer? Pop's was the best. Speed, I put the blueprints of the Mach 5 in your windshield.
I don't think I ever saw Speed Racer.
You never saw Speed Racer?
Speed Racer was awesome.
Not much of a
cartoon
guy.
Mom and Pop's Racer. John Goodman is Pop's Racer. Susan Sarandon. Oscar winner Susan Sarandon is Mom Racer.
I love John Goodman, too. He's great in everything.
Yeah, so that's your cast. That's the Racer family we can look forward to.
How about that?
New motion picture brought to you by the Wachowski brothers, by the way, who did The Matrix.
Oh, no kidding.
Those are the guys who are directing it.
Very cool.
Are they still brothers, Ralph?
Brother and sister now.
Okay, that's what I thought.
Yeah, that's right.
Depending on what Larry or Andy is wearing, I don't know which one is which. But, today's celebrity birthday is Robert Englund. You know him as Freddy Krueger from A Nightmare on Elm Street. He's 58 years old today. Paul Giamatti, one of my favorite actors. Sideways, of course. He was in Cinderella Man. He was in... actually, if you ever get a chance, if you're on Netflix or one of those systems where you're running out of movies to see, get yourself a movie called Safe Men.
Safe Men?
Safe Men.
I saw that
It was a
recently.
Little
I saw that
too, low yeah. budget comedy. Didn't get wide release, but it's so entertaining. It's Paul Giamatti and Steve Zahn, who's another one of my favorites. And Sam Rockwell, who's another one of my favorites. And it's just a very, very entertaining story about two guys who are a musical act who get mistaken for Jewish mobsters in Rhode Island. I know it sounds a little bizarre.
No, that happens a lot.
All the time.
But you will enjoy it.
Giamatti was in that Prestige Illusionist, right?
Yes, both of those, one of them.
Whichever one that was.
And Monkey from Korn, our pal Monkey, turns 37 years old today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
On the table today is the best offer you're going to get all day, which is really just a few seconds of embarrassment or pain or abuse or destruction. You can win yourself the hottest ticket in town, which is tickets to tonight's Game 5 of the Stanley Cup Finals, Ducks versus Senators at the Honda Center. That's what we're giving away this morning for What Would You Do For.
And if the Ducks win tonight, they win the entire thing, and they'll have the whole ceremony afterwards, skate around on the ice.
That'd
it's super
cool.
exciting. Yeah. Christina in Covina, good morning.
Hi.
Hi, what would you do for these tickets?
I would cut my mom's hair while she's sleeping.
Nice.
How long's her hair?
It's probably like to her shoulders, something like that.
And you'll just take scissors to them and just chop it short?
Yeah.
And she will like that or dislike that?
No, she will kill me.
Yeah. Excellent.
That's what your mom wants, is their kid coming at them with a pair of scissors while they're sleeping. That's what they enjoy. So how long, we haven't made the decision yet on who's going to get the call, but how long will your mom be asleep? Will she still be asleep at 9 o'clock?
I don't know, because my mom sleeps at random times, so.
Okay,
she drinks. She's a drinker, yeah. do a lot of strange men come over, but just once?
No, my mom and dad are married.
Oh, I see. Okay, so when he's at work. All right, Christina, thank you. We'll call you back if we select you. Thank you for the call, my dear. Let's do one more. Pam is in Placentia, and I guess you're at the Honda Center right now where the game's being played tonight?
I'm at the Honda Center.
What are you doing at the Honda Center? You're there to buy tickets?
I'm trying to get tickets, and I'm standing here with some great people from Canada who drove all the way down, and they're going to streak for tickets. They're going to streak around the Honda Center.
Wait a minute. Who's going to streak around the Honda Center?
These four guys from Ottawa.
Who cares if guys are streaking around the Honda Center?
I thought it was you, Pam.
I thought you were going to streak around.
I would streak for 5 tickets.
We don't have 5 tickets.
Yeah, we don't have 5 tickets. These guys drove.
I'll streak for 2 tickets.
These guys drove.
Okay, Pam.
They drove from Ottawa, though, by the way, which is way further than driving from New York City to drive. Why didn't they fly?
28 hours they drove.
And they don't have tickets.
What?
And they don't have tickets?
No, they drove all the way down here trying to get tickets.
That is truly funny.
Oh, from Vancouver. Okay,
from Vancouver, right.
They're true hockey fans. They're not the Vancouver fans. They're hockey fans. They drove all the way down here for this game.
Pam, if we're talking about you, tell them to shut up. But if we're talking about you streaking, what's that entail? What? Who tell us about you. How old are you?
Too old to streak.
Well, you know how to sell it, baby.
Not if you run fast.
All right.
I'll do it for tickets.
All right.
52.
Thank
you.
52?
Yeah.
Okay.
She's hardcore.
Not too old to streak.
Yeah. Should really just be jogging slowly.
Exactly.
Not so much streaking.
And it would kind of hurt, too. You and me.
Do you have a hot 20-year-old daughter that could streak?
You know what? There's a hot girl here who let those four guys spend the night in her backyard last night. She'll do it.
Wow. All right.
Her mom will kill her, but she'll do it.
All right. We have your number. Thank you, Pam, for calling. We appreciate it.
What's the deal? Sometimes day of, they release a few more tickets or something? Is that what they're hoping? Is that'll happen today?
I think so. Yeah, I'm not sure.
All right. So big things happening in Southern California. We'll make a final decision on who's going to get the tickets or at least work for the tickets in a few minutes. But the other thing that's happening, of course, is dear Paris Hilton behind bars. Time for Paris Watch 2007.
Is wearing a short-sleeve orange jumpsuit.
Hilton is living what could be the simple life behind bars.
Hilton has gotten to keep her hair extensions.
Paris's first meal behind bars consisted of cereal, bread, and juice.
And now, continuing our 24-hour around-the-clock coverage, it's Paris Watch 2007.
Job much too big for any of us, so we have Channel 4's Doug Kriegel down there. Doug, good morning.
Good morning, Kevin and Bean. How are you?
Very good, thank you. You haven't had any time to breathe in the last hour and a half since we talked to you?
I've taken four breaths.
Okay.
I'm here outside the jail where Paris Hilton is currently inside incarcerated.
Right, and that's the same as it was an hour ago and the same as it was a day ago. What
as far as this reporter can tell, the jail is still intact.
Okay.
From the outside, everything remains the same.
What do you think Paris is probably doing right now?
Word is from an inside source, that Paris Hilton ate something this morning.
I'm sorry?
Ate something this morning.
Okay, what was that?
Something on a plate.
Okay, but that
from the food genre.
Right.
But, Doug, what we're saying is that doesn't seem like news. Why is it you're covering Paris Hilton 24 hours of every day when she's really just sleeping and sitting on the toilet and having some food and having some water and making a phone call?
Maybe you didn't hear me. She ate something.
But you don't know what.
At this point, we do not know.
Okay, all right. What do you
also,
think?
Also, Paris has been complaining about pubic lice in her bedding in her cell.
Oh, no.
Oh, wow. Now, that is new. I had not heard that.
She's complaining that there isn't any. And she's so used to sleeping with crabs, she can't sleep otherwise.
Is that right? Well, where are you getting that from? Some kind of an inside source?
So crabs are being brought in for her to sleep with. So she feels
she
more at home.
I thought you would have brought her own in. Hey, maybe some oxygen between reports might help you, Doug.
Also, from inside, they're saying this is the longest Paris Hilton has ever gone without a penis.
Already? I bet.
Guards yesterday found her doing squat thrusts on a filing cabinet.
No.
Oh, that's just...
They can still open the file drawers.
That's good news.
And get out some files. And put the files back in.
All right. Thank you, Doug. We'll check in with you next hour.
Always a pleasure for you to be here for you guys because, as you know, we're doing great. Come on.
I didn't understand.
Paris Watch 2007.
Paris Watch 2007.
We're taking calls from people who tell us what they would do for Ducks tickets for tonight's Game 5 Stanley Cup Finals. They could win it all tonight. And the guy who called in that said he would commit suicide after the game, no thanks. No thank you.
Win or lose, he commits suicide? Because if you're a Ducks fan, they win the cup. It seems like that's the last time you want to commit suicide. You'd be so happy, right?
I can't answer that because we're not going to walk down that road.
What about Ricardo, who's willing to lose his manginity and take what up the butt? What about him? I don't think we're going to be interested in being a part of that, too. All right. We've asked Dave, the King of Mexico, to join us in the studio. Good morning, David. How are you?
Good morning.
I don't remember how the conversation came up. I think Ralph was talking about the beautiful, sexiest woman in the world, Angelina Jolie, in the Showbiz Report earlier. And I started thinking, you know, she's got all those tattoos. I mean, more than most women. She's got 17 tattoos on her body. She's so hot. What kind of a dilemma does that pose for Dave? Because he, you know, has been famously quoted as saying he will not date a woman with a tattoo, period. Doesn't matter how hot she is.
No
Dave,
dilemma.
So Dave went so far as to be upset about somebody that he allegedly already had sex with because he found out afterwards that she had a tattoo.
During.
Oh, you found out during?
During, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Did that kill it for you, Dave?
Oh, yeah. I walked out.
Oh, my God, Dave.
Dave comes in and he says, not an issue for me. It's not a dilemma for me that she's hot, but she has tattoos because, and this is what Dave says, she's not only not attractive, she's fugly, according to Dave Sanchez.
Did somebody order Mexican?
Angelina Jolie is not only not attractive, she's fugly. What's your problem with her, Dave?
Her lips, her face, her eyes.
She's got DSL, dude. She's got DSL.
No, she just has fat lips, dude. There's DSL, which are good lips, and hers aren't. They're just
look. There are women. There are women who do blow it with the lips. No pun intended. Melanie Griffith is one. Lisa Rinna is one, where their lips just look absurd. They just look like tires on their face. Angelina's not like that.
Yeah, at least they messed up their own lips by trying to get, you know, surgery and cosmetic surgery and all that. Angelina's are just like them. They're gross.
They're just beautiful and natural.
Her because there's nothing she could possibly have done about it, as opposed to women who deliberately did that to themselves.
Hey, those girls, they don't look any better. So, you know, but
Dave, why is it you think, this is always a good exercise in any situation, try to think of how it looks from everybody else's perspective or the other person's perspective. Why is it you think she gets continuously voted sexiest woman in the world and she is adored and revered and people think she is so beautiful? What do you think they're missing that you see?
Because a lot of people like ugly girls too, so, you know.
That's what it is.
They need some love too.
Look, again, I'm going to give you the chance to clarify this. I know that she might not be at the top of your list. You prefer other women above her. I get that.
And that's fine, by the way, because not everybody's taste is the same.
But she's still on the hot 100 as versus the bottom 100. She's still at least decent looking and doesn't make the top, but she's still there.
And they're always wrong. I don't think she's attractive at all.
So on your list, you wouldn't put her in the top 100 of women?
Nope.
Not the top 100?
Nope.
Top 1,000?
Well, 1,000's a lot of people, so no.
Now let's make sure Kevin and I are talking about the actress Oscar winner Angelina Jolie, the one who's with Brad Pitt and has all the kids. That's the one we're talking about. Are you talking about a different Angelina Jolie who's really ugly that we don't know about?
I don't know who you just said, but
I'm talking about the Angelina that adopts every kid she meets.
And yeah, that's her.
Well, yeah, that's the same one.
One of the most beautiful men in the world, Brad Pitt, is with, who could have his choice of any woman on this earth.
Witchcraft. That's what I'm saying.
Witchcraft? What are you talking about?
She got a little Brad Pitt doll and, you know, did the voodoo on him.
Manny in Sherman Oaks. Good morning.
What's going on? What it do, nephew?
Angelina Jolie is ugly?
Oh, I ran into her at 7-Eleven on Ventura Boulevard one morning, and oh, my God, she's hideous.
Oh, yeah. Come on.
Hideous.
What is wrong with you?
She had no makeup on, and her lips were all cracked up. She looked like she was sucking on a pipe, man. It was nasty.
Yeah. Well,
probably was.
Where's Gene Simmons when you need him, you know?
The network is speaking, Bean.
You know, I think I'd rather do Gene Simmons.
Oh.
The only thing hotter in my mind than Angelina Jolie is Angelina Jolie in a 7-Eleven. I mean, now you're just, my head's exploding.
Manny, this is Gene Simmons. I can arrange that if you'd like.
No, thank you, Jesus. We're not interested in that. Here's an email from Juan. Angelina Jolie is not proportioned right. Her arms are too thin. Her boobs are too oblong for her body shape. Plus, of course, she's got the fish lips. I mean, we're just tearing her up here, these people.
Yeah, these people, by the way, are not speaking from a position of hotness themselves either. Right? I mean, doesn't it seem like the guys who have the least shot at these girls are the ones who then try to say that they're ugly?
Absolutely.
By the way, maybe.
Have you guys seen her on the cover of In Touch?
I mean, I've seen her on the cover of a lot of magazines, and she always looks amazing.
She is disgusting. Super thin now.
She is too thin.
It makes her face even worse.
She is too thin, I'll give you that. But she's still on the list of my top 100. There's no way she's outside of the top 100.
I wish I could punch her so her face could puff up a little and it looked nice.
Oh, Dave.
It would be awesome.
For God's sakes.
Let's talk to Stephen. We're going to take some more calls on this at 1-800-520-1067. But one more before the break. We've got Stephen in Riverside. What do you think, Steve?
Hey, you know what? I know gay guys who think that Angelina Jolie is hot.
That's what I'm saying.
But gay guys think fat chicks are hot, too, so it doesn't matter.
What are you talking about?
And they're gay!
Wait a minute. What do you mean gay guys think hot fat chicks are
hot, too? They're always like, ooh, that girl's hot. And she's like some fat chick, dude. What do they know?
What are you talking
about? They're gay! They don't know chicks.
No, that's the point. They're gay and they do know chicks.
They know how you know, they don't makeup and stuff, but other than that.
Nah. All right, Dave.
Compelling argument, Dave.
All right, thank you.
I think what Stephen's point is worth mentioning is that they're not even attracted to women, yet they see how beautiful she is. And by the way, I've also got
she looks like a dude? Is that what he's saying?
Mm-hmm. No. She's just so hot that they'd be tempted to go the other way for a minute. And I got the same email from a K-Rock listener, by the way, who's not at all gay. She's a woman, but the one woman she'd have sex with, the one woman she'd have a lesbian experience with is Angelina Jolie because she is so hot.
Because she looks like a dude, and that's the closest she'll get to being a lesbian. I don't know,
anything
dude.
Like a dude. It's like
I'm not saying she looks like a dude, but they are.
It's like a guy saying, acknowledging that George Clooney is a really good-looking guy. Not because he looks like a girl, because they realize how good-looking he is.
Hmm. I have a song for you, Dave. Sure. Dave's gay, Dave's gay, Dave's gay. Really gay. Dave's gay, Dave's gay, Dave's gay. Really gay. Gay. That's your song. By the way, Dave doesn't think Jessica Biel's hot either.
What?
Nope.
Yeah.
Jessica Biel.
We've almost come to, she's like my ideal woman, and Dave and I have almost come to blows over this.
Now, I can see how if somebody's not your style, you might find one person that everybody else finds hot, you know, not hot. But Jessica Biel and Angelina Jolie.
But Jessica Biel's too buff, dude. She has a mancer body now, sort of. Except for her butt. That's it.
I think Ralph hit it right on where he said a couple of minutes ago that Dave doesn't want anyone who's edgy or threatening. That's why he likes somebody like Kristen Bell, who's just so pure and so cute that there's nothing to scare him about her.
Because she doesn't come off as overly sexual.
Jessica
overly
Biel,
sexual, right.
I don't think is threatening.
I don't either, but... All right, we're going to take some calls. Do we want to go with, what do you think of Dave, or do we want to go with hot chicks that you don't get?
I want to hear other people's opinions of hot chicks that they don't get. I think that's interesting.
Other
we
women
already know Dave is just ridiculous.
He's wrong.
No, I'm telling
he's
you.
He's just wrong.
In every
well,
way.
Here's what's going on with Dave. Dave's gay, Dave's gay, Dave's gay. Really gay. Dave's
gay, Dave's gay, Dave's gay. Really gay. All right, let's move away. Let's move away from Angelina Jolie. And by the way, some great calls. We're not going to have time for Phil in Glendale thinks Angelina's face is too big. Pito in Beaumont disagrees. Says Dave's not a real Mexican if he doesn't like Angelina.
He's oh, really? Dave's not a real Mexican? That's what we
hard
say.
To believe. So
that's a shocker.
We'll move away from Angelina. I can't say her name today for some reason.
Try it again.
We'll move away from her, AJ, and talk about other women that everybody else thinks are hot. You don't. And by the way, we had this conversation. You remember when Paris Hilton first blew up, because there are some people who think she's way hot, loved seeing the sex video. Other people said, I wouldn't watch it even if you gave it to me because I just think she's so ugly.
Dave wouldn't watch it either. He doesn't
not
like
hot.
Her.
Not hot.
Angelina Jolie, not hot. Jessica Biel, not hot. So we're going to look for, you think, you know, everybody else seems to think that a certain person is super hot. You don't get it
you
at all.
You don't see it.
That's what we're going to look for. 1-800-520-1067. You're bad like Dave. Call us.
Well, I have to make a decision, by the way, here in a few minutes on what somebody's going to do just after 9 o'clock to win tickets for the Stanley Cup Finals Game 5, maybe the final game tonight with Ducks versus Senators. So that's coming up right now. Women that everybody else thinks are hot, sex symbols, you don't get it. For instance, Jeff writes in from Paramount Pictures. Hey, Bean, let me weigh in. I work at Paramount. I've met Angelina Jolie up close and in person many times. She's freaking beautiful. One of the hottest women I've ever seen in my life, and I've met them all, believe me, straight from the horse's mouth.
Yep.
That's the popular opinion. I mean, I think most guys are with Jeff on that. King of Mexico thinks she's fugly. What's up with that?
By the way, she's not even just ugly. That's not a strong enough word for Dave. He has to add F to the beginning of it.
Right.
You know what I mean? It's like, come on. Ugly's not enough?
No. Ugly.
So who's out there that everybody else is gaga over and you just don't get it? Why don't we start with Mike in Burbank, 1-800-520-1067, and then you can hang up when we go to you.
He's right, by the way.
Uma Thurman?
She
sometimes
her face is a little weird, yeah.
It depends
there
on the
times.
Angle.
Yeah, it definitely sometimes. Does with her.
And boobs hit navel.
How do you know that?
Boobs hit navel, by the way, is playing Inland Invasion.
No, they're very good.
Way flat butt. I've seen that.
Haven't you ever seen her like in a bikini in like Us Weekly or you know, yeah. Vacation? Yeah. Boobs hit navel.
Well, she said kids.
I was at the, where was it, Bean? We were in Washington, D.C.
Yeah.
For the
uh-huh.
inaugural event for Bill Clinton.
That's right.
And we went to some party afterwards that he was at, and she was on the VIP riser, whatever that is, and we couldn't get up there. But she bent over to, I don't know, tie her shoes or something, and her entire breasts were hanging out.
Really?
And I just remember going, wow, that's wow. Look at that. That's good.
I don't know if they hit her navel, but they almost hit your face.
Yes, they did. I can agree with Corey in Venice. I'm totally with Corey.
Yeah.
Corey, who do you not get?
Well, most of my friends think Gwyneth Paltrow is high-end. I totally understand it.
Bean loves her. And
very hot for her.
And I would like to take back all of the bells. Because I don't see that at all. And
I think she's fugly, but she is not hot and beautiful.
She's fugly. She's just plain and blah.
Yeah, she's cute sometimes.
She is blah.
I will tell you, bland. Yeah. I agree with you guys that her face, I mean, I think her face is very beautiful, but I think her body is a little...
No.
Needs some help.
No, everything needs help. As a matter of fact,
It's a little boyish, but I think her face is beautiful.
I think you rang the bell five times, so I'd like to take it back now.
Oh, come on. Oh, that hurts.
Sorry about that.
I do love my Gwynnie.
Oh, dear God.
But look at, I mean, here's a perfect example. Chris Martin, Coldplay, could have any woman in the world. He chose Gwyneth Paltrow. Part of it has to be that he thinks she's incredibly attractive, right?
Right, but he could be wrong. Janae in Covina, hi.
Hi, I think Jessica Alba's ugly.
How dare you?
What is wrong with you?
Shut up. Take it back. Take it back.
She looks like every other Hispanic girl.
You take it back, Janae.
I'm never going to take it back. The Brazilian models look better than her.
We are coming to your house right now and setting a fire.
I thought you called in with Cameron Diaz, by the way.
Oh, yeah, I changed my mind. She's not that bad at it.
Wait, time out!
Okay, so... You are a dumb bitch! Oh, my God!
Jessica Alba, what is wrong with you? What? She's perfect in every way. Even Dave thinks she's attractive. Oh, you know his standards.
Cameron Diaz is so-so. I definitely think there are some...
Listen to me. Listen to me. Cameron Diaz has a 14-year-old boy's body if he had long legs and was tall. She's got that weird, like soft fupa and horrible skin. How dare you? Go kill yourself. If Jessica Alba looked like every other Hispanic chick, there'd be a lot more guys scouring around Boyle Heights looking to get laid, you stupid pig.
What are you saying, Mike? You agree with her or you don't agree with her?
All right. Well, thank you for the call. We appreciate it.
Wow.
That went terribly south.
Mike took that one personally.
As did I.
Yeah.
We don't have time for all these calls, but Shakira, Kristen Bell.
Wrong! Well, let's talk to John. At least give Dave the chance to talk to John if he, you know.
John?
I will fight you, John.
That'll settle it.
Janae's on crack.
Right.
So, you know, well, we all agree with that.
Kristen Bell's got a body like a boy, aside from a rack, which is pretty good, but her skin is plastic.
What?
It's got this plastic sheen on it.
What are you talking about? She has a body like her boy, except for her rack? What does that even mean?
I got to tell you, she's been in the studio several times, and she's way hot.
Man, she's way hot.
I mean, Angelina Jolie's hot, and he doesn't get it. I do not get Kristen
Bell. Well, you're wrong.
You don't get Kristen Bell.
I'm sorry. You must be
one of the gay men who thinks Angelina's hot.
Why don't you fall on your sword, John?
You're the one who says she's really cute.
She is.
But you don't get any sex hot.
She's
off her.
Super cute in a non-sexual way.
Yeah.
I don't think she's cute, pretty.
Well, you're just bad and wrong.
Okay,
you need to die. You need to join Janae.
You just need to go commit suicide with Janae.
Drink some Kool-Aid for me.
Thank you for the call.
What about, real quick, because we're out of time, what about Wayne in Chatsworth who says, Penelope Cruz, not hot?
Bird face? She looks like a bird.
I will say in some angles, she doesn't look her best, but in general, she's pretty sporty.
She is one of those who, with the wrong lighting or the wrong angle, doesn't look great, but then there are other times when she's unbelievably hot.
Wayne, I'm with you.
Wayne?
I'm listening.
And a killer body.
She is rack-alicious, though.
Yeah.
She has a peanut head, and look at her nose, and she looks cross-eyed half the time.
Okay, but she has a rack that won't stop.
Maybe. Rack's on everything. It's all about the butt.
I think Argar will agree with me on this one, too. I'm not necessarily the biggest fan of her in pictures, and I think that photography does something to her because she has such harsh features.
Mm-hmm.
But in real life, Penelope Cruz is retarded hot. She's just stunning.
And wait, nothing wrong with her butt, either.
No way. Hey, can I say something for the record for Dave about Angelina Jolie?
Yeah, sure.
Of course.
She's hideous. Her lips are crusty as hell. Like, all I can see was getting road rash if she was giving me some brain.
Oh, for God's sake.
My people, the network have spoken.
There's no network.
The network,
Dave.
The hate has spoken.
You and Wayne and Janae and all those people just need to get together and drink some kind of acid.
Guys,
the network has spoken.
Shut up.
Angelina's
about the
not
network. There's no network.
I need an opinion on one more before the break.
All right.
Roses?
Posh. Victoria posh Beckham. Hot, not hot.
Not hot.
Too skinny.
Yeah,
she was
so too.
Hot as a Spice Girl. Now she's just too thin and
not hot. I agree.
Yeah.
Hot,
yeah.
Rosa and Van Nuys?
Hello?
Who do you think's not hot?
I don't think Gwen Stefani's hot.
Oh, I'm going to go with Van Nuys right now and just start cutting people until I find Rosa.
I'm wrong.
I'm just going to fucking
kill every girl until
I find Rosa.
Wait a minute. You're going to cut people until you find Rosa?
Is your name Rosa?
Yeah.
Shank right in the rib.
She just is. She's just hot. I mean, and that body is just so unbelievably toned, too.
Best
which
legs
is
in Hollywood.
Very sexy on her.
I wouldn't even turn for her.
Oh, no. Rosa, you're wrong as well. I know we asked for you people to call, but stop it. Stop
there's
being
There's no room for differing opinions.
Right. Not when it comes to hot chicks, for God's sake.
So what's it going to be, guys? Is it going to be pee?
Yep.
Yeah, it has to be.
It's always got to be pee.
Yep. Not you, Petras. We're talking about the guy who's going to – we asked, what would you do? And he called in and said he'd pee on his boss's desk. And
that's what
got won. So just after 9 o'clock this morning, we'll get to hear that. That, contact the Museum of Television and Radio, man. We are sending the tape over right at the end of the show.
Couldn't be prouder. It's
858 KRQ FM, Pasadena, Los Angeles. Ralph is here with another Showbiz Beat. What's going on, Ralph?
Hello, Museum Television Radio. Do you have the episode that ended Kevin and Bean's career? Oh, you do? Great, yes. I'd like to listen to that, please.
You know, Kevin and Bean's last day, those guys, they were on for a long time.
Yeah. Every day could be that day, by the way.
Ain't that
just
the
so
truth.
You know.
Before I get to the Showbiz news, I would like to read you an email that touched my heart, and I hope it touches yours, and I hope it will make you do the right thing and donate a little money to this charity. Hello, my name is Umbebe, and I am 12 years old. I live in a small village in Uganda.
Right.
I hate to bother you, kind sir, but I was hoping you could grant me a small favor. I would never ask for such thing as food or medicine or hope, something that is greatly needed in my village, but I was hoping you could send my people the one thing we truly desire. Please send us any and all information on Paris Hilton and how she is doing in jail. Many of my people can't stand the thought of not knowing what she had for lunch before they starved to death. This simple bit of information may give hope to my people and take their minds off the flies buzzing around their heads.
Well, right.
For the cost of a cup of coffee, sir, you could keep us in the know with Paris's current condition. I hope you give and give off, and thank you, kind sir.
Wow.
Umbebe. So, Umbebe, I hear your pleas, and I am donating 39 cents a day to keep you
excellent.
And your village.
That's very good.
Keep you and your village in Paris Hilton news, because it's an important thing.
It is. It's more important than food.
We all need to face it, I think.
It's essential information. There was a guy going around the world with tuberculosis that was contagious. He got less coverage than Paris Hilton spending a night in jail.
Yeah. Well, Paris is contagious too, but
yeah, but who cares?
It's another disease she's got. It rhymes with all I'm saying.
It rhymes with that, or
actually,
sounds
no,
like
it
that?
It sounds like that, actually. All right. Speed Racer the movie. Very exciting news broke today. We have the cast of the Speed Racer movie. In case you didn't hear it earlier today, here it is again. Emil Hirsch. You may know him from The Girl Next Door and other movies. He is Speed Racer. Pops Racer. John Goodman. Mom Racer. Susan Sarandon. Trixie, his loyal girlfriend, will be played by Christina Ricci. And his brother, Mysterious Racer X, who used to be Rex Racer until he faked his own death. Rex Racer.
Of course.
And now he's Racer X. See, if you say it fast, it almost says Rex.
Sure.
Speed doesn't know that Racer X is his brother, right?
Right, because he wears a mask. Matthew Fox from Lost will be playing Racer X.
Who's playing Chim?
Chim the monkey?
Yeah.
Kirsten Dunst.
You guys might as well be speaking another language.
Kirsten Dunst is in talks to play the monkey Chim Chim.
Now,
they think she might be too ugly to play play a chimpanzee.
Monkeys all over the world are upset.
Yes, they're boycotting the film until they hire a more attractive actress to play Chim Chim the monkey.
Now, this is a live-action movie, and from what I understand, they are going to use a real monkey in the movie, too, which is awesome.
Oh, that is going to be great.
I can't wait. Kevin, you got to get yourself some Speed Racer. There's a bunch of DVDs out. It's worth checking out.
I'm not familiar with about half the words in that sentence.
Come on, man. Speed Racer.
Listen, I'm fine with it.
One of the great theme songs ever.
I'm happy for you guys.
Ever.
I'm glad for the theme
go
song.
Go, Speed Racer. Go, Speed Racer. Go, Speed Racer, go!
I'm not a hater like Dave, just because he doesn't find her the most attractive.
I don't think Trixie is attractive.
She's fugly.
I think Trixie has a tattoo somewhere. You like yourself The Sopranos?
Yes.
Yeah,
very much. Kevin, did you watch it yet?
No.
Are you kidding?
What? It's Wednesday.
I have till Sunday.
But
I know.
I'm disgusted with you. We're all disgusted with you.
I'm spending my whole time online with Umbebe.
Are you?
Yeah.
Trying to raise some money for his charity?
Yeah.
What state in the union do you think watches most of the people? Let me try that again.
New Jersey?
Yes, that would be the correct answer. Apparently, 3 out of every 5 people in New Jersey watch The Sopranos on a regular basis.
Wow, that's
huge. Yeah, that's a huge number. 3 out of 5.
That's unbelievable. Wow.
To give you some comparison, 3 out of 5 people nationally have never seen an episode of The Sopranos.
Oh, that's too bad. Huh. You'd have to pay for it, though, so a lot of people maybe don't want to pay for that.
59% of Americans say they've never seen it.
Yeah. It's a great show.
It is a great show, but they just recently had an online poll in the Garden State of New Jersey asking whether Tony should die or survive at the end of the series. 43% voted that he should survive, and 21% voted that he should die.
Yeah, I think he should live.
What do the rest of them say? There's an awful lot of people not counted in that.
They said AJ should die. They went off the board and wrote in AJ. They would like to see him die.
I'm good with that.
And that's how I answered it.
So I roll.
Please tell me we won't have to see Tony having sex one more time.
Oh, really? That's too much.
With AJ.
No!
That's how he kills AJ.
How about a little meadow sex before the series ends, by the way? That's something we haven't been treated to.
Hey, you got a little cream there on your face. I'd like to add to it.
That was awesome.
That's what Coco said.
That was awesome.
That's what Coco said, man.
What happened to Coco?
Got his teeth kicked in, bitch.
There is a phenomenal website, Ralph, if you'll permit me, for Sopranos fans that will get you caught up completely.
Oh,
not
really?
That you're likely to tune in before the last episode.
Let me grab a pen so I can jot this down.
I need this badly.
Everything you need to know that has come up till this point on The Sopranos.
And you're going to give me the address of the website now.
I really need this. This is great.
Great. Let me get a pen. Hold
before
on.
You sit down to watch the series.
Never mind a pen. I'll just commit to memory because I'm sure it's something
simple. voicesfromspirit.com/V21N5/links.htm.
All right. Thank you, Linda Pauly, for that late breaking news.
Got it.
That's a good one.
Got it. Just so simple. Just add .com to that.
And finally, Gisele Bündchen versus the Pope.
What? Are they fighting?
10 rounds. Bare knuckle boxing. No, Gisele has stepped into the fray in the debate over birth control and sexual behavior in Brazil.
Is the Pope for or against it?
What do you think?
Pope, not so much likey the sexy.
Yeah.
Okay.
Brazil, by the way, is the world's largest Roman Catholic country. Did you know that? Has the most Roman Catholics in the world.
I believe
it. Makes sense.
And
the hottest chicks, too, by the way.
Pope Benedict stopped by last month and said he could not stress enough how the church must remain in firm opposition to abortion, contraception, opposition to abortion, and then in favor of let me try this again. The church has to stay in firm opposition to abortion and contraception.
Yes.
And also rally against sex outside of marriage. Well,
okay.
Gisele Bündchen has stepped in, and she will not accept that.
Good.
You know, she's a Brazilian herself.
Yes.
And she's looked up to by many beautiful young ladies there in Brazil. Mm-hmm.
So is Alessandra Ambrosio.
Okay.
Not as well.
What did she say about the Pope?
Victoria's
Secret
model.
Are we naming Brazilians here?
Yes, we are.
Kevin just spent 5 minutes with her, so he's got to bring her name up every once in a while.
I have a lot of interest in this topic.
Today, no one is a virgin when they get married, Gisele said. Show me someone who's a virgin.
Nick,
that's true.
Yeah.
She also said regarding abortion, if a woman thinks she doesn't have the money or the emotional condition to raise a child, then why should she give birth? She also said about contraception, it's ridiculous to ban contraceptives. You only have to think of the diseases that are transmitted without them. It should be compulsory to use a contraceptive. So now there's a lot of Catholics in Brazil are angry at Gisele Bündchen.
It does seem kind of crazy to be against abortion and birth control.
And they have an AIDS problem in Brazil, too.
Yeah.
So. I think she's understandably cheesed off.
Sure.
But if you don't give the people contraceptives, they can't have all the kids that they can't afford.
That's
right.
True.
It's a good point.
And
we do need to keep that going.
Yeah.
So, Gisele, good for you.
I'm with Gisele.
Me too.
Isn't she carrying Tom Brady's baby or something?
Yes. Is that her?
I don't know.
Bridget Moynihan.
Yeah, that's right. It's Bridget Moynihan.
And we thought, isn't Bündchen dating Brady? We thought, but not.
originally that he had impregnated them both back to back. But he only impregnated Bridget. Then he left her for Giselle.
See, because Giselle believes in contraceptives. That's why she's not knocked up by a robot baby like Bridget Moynihan is. So she learned her lesson. Good girl. Today's celebrity birthdays. Monkey from Korn is 37 years old today.
He's going to be in the Speed Racer movie.
No, I don't think so. Paul Giamatti from Sideways is 40 years old today. And Robert Englund, who plays Freddy Krueger in all those Nightmare on Elm Street movies, he's 58 years old. That's got to be a good gig for an actor. You got to show up every couple of years and just knock out another one of those and get a big paycheck.
No kidding.
Put on the claws and the hat and the mask and just go, you know what I'm saying?
Sure.
He does more than that, but, you know.
Not much.
You get the point, don't you? Should I be done now?
Probably.
Okay. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
So, I guess you'd want to be the Senators. I mean, if you're playing hockey, you'd rather be in this situation with your back up against the wall, 3-1 in the Stanley Cup Finals than being a hockey player sitting at home watching it on TV. But it's still not an enviable position to be in.
No, God, no. They have to win 3 games in a row. One here, and then one at home, and then one back here. They have to win all three.
Yeah.
They can't lose one. And the Ducks could wrap things up tonight, which is pretty cool. If you're going to be at a Stanley Cup game, that's the one you want to be at when the Ducks actually win the whole thing.
Yep.
So we're giving away a pair of tickets for tonight's game, and we have Cameron on the phone. Cameron, good morning. Welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show. Hello, Cameron.
Hey, what's up?
Oh, there you are. All right, good.
Cameron, you called us an hour and a half or so ago with an idea, something you'd come up with that you thought might be worthy of winning the Ducks tickets. For folks who may not have been with us at that time, describe to us what it is you offered to do.
I offered to urinate on my boss's desk while he was sitting there. And if I lose my job because of this,
then what?
It's worth it.
All right, good. Because we hope that doesn't happen, but we don't have any control over that.
But it could well happen.
Yeah.
It could.
What kind of business are you guys in?
We sell shipping and warehouse supplies.
And you work in an office, it sounds like?
I work in an office, yeah.
Do you work for a boss named Michael Scott by any chance?
No, I don't know.
What is your relationship like with your boss?
He's got a good sense of humor at times.
Okay. Does he, let's hope this.
Would
is
you
one
guess
of
times, this yeah. is one of those times?
Yeah, I hope it's one of those times.
Yeah.
Do you? Does he know anything about this?
No, he does not. Not as of yet.
Does he usually have a very busy desk with a lot of paperwork on it? Yeah.
A lot of paperwork.
Excellent.
So. You thought this through, have you, Cameron?
Yeah, I've had a little too much to think about it, but yeah, I thought it through.
Have you talked to any of your coworkers, any of your relatives, friends, family, anybody about it?
I talked to my brother.
And what's he saying?
We're huge Duck fans, so...
Oh, you're going to take him?
He said he'll give me a job if I lose mine.
Fantastic.
That's perfect.
Are you going to take him to the game?
Yeah, I am.
That's very cool.
Not a girl?
No.
All right.
No, I'm taking my brother.
All right.
We're big hockey fans, so...
So you have a friend at work there named Steve.
Yes.
And Steve, you're going to hand Steve the phone, and he's going to kind of talk us through it and tell us what's going on there.
Yes.
Okay.
Hey, before you give it to Steve, though, Cameron, when we talked to you at 7:30, you already had to pee. You've held on this long?
Yeah, I've been drinking lots of water. I had people handing me, one of the guys, the warehouse guy, handed me water as I was talking to you guys.
Wow.
Now, you're not going to have, you know, I know what it's like with the pressure and all. You're not going to have, you know, stage fright, when you get out there and unzip, right?
No, not at all.
Because your boss, if he doesn't see you peeing, is going to wonder what it is you're there to do. I'm just warning you, if you walk in there and start unzipping and then just stand there and nothing happens, I would be concerned.
Yes, can I help you?
Yes. Or he's going to put on some soul music and get up and close the door and say, come on in, Cameron.
Why, yes, you can.
Tell me about my raise, right?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, you're here to talk about the raise, exactly.
All right, give Steve the phone. We're ready to go.
All righty, hold on 1 second. Let me transfer you over.
Thank you.
How about that? A little Kareth love there this morning.
Oh, is that what that was? Okay.
I assume.
I was trying to identify it. I couldn't.
Hello?
Hello, is this Steve?
Yes.
Hey, it's Kevin and Bean.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Good, thanks.
Good, thanks. What about this Cameron guy? Is he crazy?
Yeah, he's pretty loony.
Yeah?
At least a little loony, if not certifiable.
And what do you think about the idea? What do you know about this boss that he's talking about peeing on the guy's desk?
Well, I think it's a wonderful idea. It's actually something I've wanted to do for the last 8 years.
Oh, good. So,
is that too honest?
No, that's perfect.
We love that.
That's good.
All right,
so Steve, give us some play-by-play. Send Cameron in, but follow him so that you can tell us what's going on. Or can you see from outside the office?
Actually, what I'm going to do, I'm actually at a desk. It's positioned perfect.
Oh, and you can look in.
No, dude, I'm like... 12 feet from the guy.
Okay, fantastic.
Okay, all right, fantastic.
He's sitting there working away.
Send Cameron in.
All right, hold on a second. Here we go.
Tell him it's pee time.
Here we go. He's coming in. You ready for this one? This guy's going to go nuts, bro. Oh,
Bingo.
Yeah, you can't say that on the radio, unfortunately.
Sorry about that.
We'd like to be able to, but we're unable to by the FCC.
Did he say, oh my eye?
He's a little hot-headed right now. Yeah, he did say his shirt's wet.
His shirt's wet.
Oh, dude.
Man, he really had to go.
Oh, I think this guy is being fired.
Yeah, no, he's not finishing the day here, that's for sure.
Excellent.
Steve sounds like he's really enjoying this.
Cameron doesn't want
to finish the day. The game starts at 5, so he needs to get over there early.
He has no problem getting out of work early today.
Fantastic. All right, put him back on the phone, would you?
You got it.
All right, thank you.
Nice job, Steve.
He didn't
Cameron?
Sound happy.
You guys hiring by chance?
No, it turns out we don't have a gig here. Sorry.
And we were kidding about the duck sticks. Hey, Cameron, what was your boss's reaction when he saw you walk in getting ready to pee?
Oh, he turned bright red.
Yeah. Angry, I imagine?
Pretty pissed off.
Yeah.
Well, and pissed on, too, at the same time, by the way. Kind of weird.
God.
Did you just unleash? Was it just a waterfall, or was it just a little dribble?
It was a little trickle, and then it started to show.
Listen to Cameron.
Right.
Yeah.
And what did he say? Because we had to take a lot of it off the air because of the language. I mean, have you told him yet what it was all about?
What was it?
Have you told him yet why you did it?
No, he's in the bathroom right now.
Excellent. Excellent. I'm sure he'll be very happy to talk to you when he gets back out.
Yeah, I'm sure. I'll be calling you guys later.
All right. Cameron, have a great time. Tell your brother congratulations.
All right, thank you very much.
Enjoy the game tonight.
All right, thank you very much.
Hey, let's talk to you tomorrow, dude. Let's talk to you tomorrow and find out, A, how the job's going, and B, how the game was, all right?
For sure.
All right, thank you, Cameron.
Sounds good.
All right. Bye now.
You have to explain to your wife when you go home. She says, hey, honey, what'd you do at work today? And then you say, nothing. And she says, really? Because I heard you had a guy peeing on his boss. And you go, yeah, that. Then she says, are you proud? Does that happen to you? Because that happens to me.
And then she says, what about that contest at 6:05 where you gave away all those tickets for the Dodger Day? And I say, yeah, that went pretty south, too. Yeah. No, this is the honest truth. She says what happened today at work. And I say these words. I don't remember.
And she buys it
because I really don't.
So, all right, 1-800-520-1067. Again, that's the number. Kevin Means, what to do, nephew, coming up next for valuable prizes. First, though, I can't believe it's been an hour and a half. We have no idea
that's
what's
correct.
Going on in jail. We got to go back to Doug Kriegel for Paris Watch 2007.
Paris is wearing a short sleeve orange jumpsuit.
Hilton is living what could be the simple life behind bars.
Hilton has gotten to keep her hair extensions.
Paris's first meal behind bars consisted of cereal, bread, and juice.
And now, continuing our 24-hour around-the-clock coverage, it's Paris Watch 2007.
All right, let's go back to Channel 4's Doug Kriegel. Good morning, Doug.
Hello, Kevin and Bean. How are you?
You're doing some good work down there from the jail today.
Right now, I'm coming to you live from outside the Century Regional Detention Facility, where inside Paris Health is still incarcerated.
Is what? I'm sorry?
She's incarcerated. But
incarcerated.
Okay, good.
Right, but we knew that, Doug. That's been where you've been all day, yesterday, all day, today. But what is happening? What is the latest on the inmate?
I've got some breaking news for you, fellas.
Excellent. What's going on right now?
Paris Hilton has escaped.
What? She got out of jail?
Photographer's lenses, that is.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Okay.
Currently, an offer of $500,000 is being offered any photographer that can get a picture of Paris Hilton in her orange jumpsuit.
In what? I'm sorry.
In her what?
Orange jumpsuit.
Okay.
Hey, yeah, that's a valuable photo. But I have to ask, is that why Paris, as last I heard, is keeping her makeup on that she was wearing the night she was admitted in? She's just going to keep that makeup on the whole time in case someone takes her picture?
We have confirmed that she was wearing and is still wearing eye makeup and lip gloss.
And what? I'm sorry.
Lip gloss.
Okay.
Earlier today, I asked a man on the street what he thought about Paris Hilton.
Oh, great. What did he say?
Sir, how do you feel about Paris Hilton being in jail?
I don't care.
All right.
So he said he doesn't care.
The man said he does not care.
Oh, that's breaking news. That's breaking news.
Why am I out here?
Well,
no, we don't know.
We don't know, Doug.
I just don't understand.
All right, well, listen.
I used to be an actual journalist.
Yeah,
I know, but we need to know what's going on.
And they started sending me out to cover rain.
Every second of every day.
And now I'm outside a prison where nothing's going to happen.
I'm sorry, what?
I'm outside a prison where nothing's going to happen. crap. Okay. Nothing.
You might think of an oxygen tank when you go out.
Oh, no.
Kriegel. Paris Watch 2007.